It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. This is a special edition of the Alex Jones Show. Massive breaking news on the globalist coup against America and the world coming up.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
103 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 44 seconds. The most important election in world history, then the 79 days of hell. When Trump wins, if he's able to defeat, if we're able to stop the election fraud, they swing in with massive civil unrest. They've already got announced and planned. This is it, the big one. We don't stop this. We don't get ahead of this in the info war. The enemy will take us into full civil war. We'll still win, but it's going to be hard. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of good news is unfolding. A lot of members of Congress are openly saying, we know the deep state did this, and the New World Order looks scared for the first time in a long time because people aren't buying their BS.
I'm just going to say it. Are you aware, sir, that many Americans believe this was very likely not a lone shooter, but a coordinated assassination attempt? Have you been getting those messages from people like I have?
I have not, sir.
You haven't? Well, there's a lot of people in this room that have been getting the same messages. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of Americans are like, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense, guys? How could this many things have gone wrong, right? Like the things I pointed out, a 20-year-old kid, 150, got 150 yards of the President of the United States with an AR-15, flew a drone to conduct site surveillance, was spotted with a rangefinder, ranging targets, then lost, had advanced explosive devices on him with no military training. Nobody was placed in the most obvious spot to conduct counter-sniper operations. I was a sniper in the SEAL team's colonel. As soon as I got out of the SUV and I saw that sniper, that water tower, I was like, that's exactly where I'd be. Put me right there. So obvious. After partisan attempts to bankrupt him, imprison him for 750 years and countless depictions as a modern-day Hitler, are you surprised, sir, that a lot of Americans are like, maybe there's more to this story?
I wouldn't begin to speculate about what the American people think, sir.
Colonel, did your team make entry and conduct investigation at the suspect's home prior to the shooting?
Excuse me, sir. I've asked that question.
Did your team make entry and conduct any investigation at the suspect's home?
I believe we had people that participated in that securing of it. There were bomb assets that we provided.
Mr. Chairman, can I have 30 more seconds?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody come.
Okay.
On the night of, since then, none.
Did you get any reports from any of your agents of anything fishy at the home?
I was briefed on.
Was there any silverware found in the home or trash?
I have nothing in the briefing that I was given.
Was it extremely clean, almost like a medical lab? Were you given any of those reports?
I was not given any of those details, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Interesting.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Damn right. Woo! Good job of that meme team. All right, we got huge, massive news coming up, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday, July 24, 24 transmission. So much coming up in 60 seconds. I'll tell you all about it. We're going to open the phones up and do a live spaces. So we're going to talk to the American people and others straight ahead in T-minus 60 seconds. Be sure to follow me at Real Alex Jones and check out our website, Infowars.com. You may have heard of it.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I've got a big problem on this July 24th live Wednesday transmission. There's just too much news, too much incredible stuff to cover. And it also cleared the slate of most of the guests because I wanted to open up an X spaces for people to comment on the state of the world. And 11 days after the attempted assassination of Trump and Biden stepping down, give a speech tonight. We'll have live coverage here with Owen Schroyer. 7:30 Central. He'll just continue the war room on through the announcement, and then afterwards, take your calls and comments. We'll do a space X deal, a spaces on X. So many X things Elon's doing. It's hard to keep track of all of them. X marks the spot. So that's coming up. So we'll just have live coverage until like 10 o'clock tonight, or at least 9 o'clock tonight. Just rolling on from 8 a.m. this morning with Chase Geiser hosting the American Journal. Right through until this evening with Owen. And there's a good chance I'm going to go home and see the family a little bit and then come back and be part of that as well, because it is historic. Okay. Incredible ongoing testimony of the FBI director in front of Congress trying to whitewash the attempted assassination 11 days ago. Amazing levels of rewriting history in 1984 level gaslighting. There's running headlines everywhere, fact-checking. Kamala Harris was never a border czar. She was never in charge of the border. It's a right-wing lie. Now, that's like saying the river that runs through by Virginia and Maryland is not the Potomac. It's like saying the Grand Canyon is not in Arizona. It's like saying the Statue of Liberty isn't on Staten Island. I mean, it's just, even the dumbest person has to know that she was the border czar for the last 3.5 years. And we have the articles and videos, him announcing her, press conferences, and they're just like, it's not true. It's all lies, right-wing evil. The corporate media knows people don't believe them anymore. They just culture jam to create confusion. Next level. DNC to coordinate Harris weeks before convention via rule change. I talked to Roger Stone this morning. He says it's too soon to tell. I'll have more intel tomorrow. And will be joining us, but they still may try to double-cross her. Because, again, things are fluid, things are unfolding. Obama still has not endorsed her, even though she's brought Obama and Eric Holder in to run the setting up of her administration ahead of time and the vetting of the vice presidents, the VP choice. So we've got Trump saying he's willing to debate Harris multiple times. Again, Biden to address the nation, primetime speech tonight, 7:30 Central, 8:30 Eastern. He'll probably be an hour late like he was to the so-called press conference he gave a few weeks ago. Again, Axios, Harris border confusion haunts her new campaign. And they say she was never a border czar. It's just the Republicans are just stupid. They're just confused. And we have all the articles and videos where she was announced as the borders are just unbelievable. Trump plans to stop holding outdoor rallies after assassination attempt. I think that is smart because, let's just say, the leadership of the Secret Service is not on his side. There are going to be a lot of people trying to kill Trump now. Trump in real polls is 20-plus points ahead, but they're spinning it like, oh, Harris is in a dead heat with him, and woo, there's big excitement about Harris. And so I remember the last 5 years of her on the radar, you know, when she was running for president and was picked as the VP, and then they stole the election almost 4 years ago. But now that people are putting a spotlight back on her, it reminded me she's even worse than I thought. I mean, she's such an evil, stupid person at the same time, cackling witch, that, and totally fake in every way, that it's really hard to even try to grasp it. I've got more than 20 clips here of her making an absolute fool of herself, and there's just hundreds more. My eyes were bleeding this morning sending these to the crew. Just clip after clip after clip after clip after clip of the most insane crap you've ever witnessed. And then they're spinning it that she is the, you know, that she's black, and the Republican leadership's like, well, let's not make it about the, you know, the fact that she's a diversity hire. Because, I mean, there's plenty of black women that could be president. They're smart, but this lady certainly isn't black. And she certainly isn't smart. I mean, it's just at every level, it's fraud upon fraud. It's like saying that particular U.S. senator is a Native American, and then they went and checked her lineage. Zero Native American, not even 1%. Most people have at least 1%. Remember Pocahontas? So she's as big a fraud as I've ever seen. We've got a bunch of new information on the attempted assassination of Trump. The body cam footage, more and more experts saying at least two shooters, the Secret Service on local police body cam, basically talking about how they had him on camera but didn't do anything. And then now I've looked at the different videos shot by citizens versus the body cam, and you see a man in shorts up there, and then you see in another video a man in pants that's dead. So this gives me a headache because none of it matches up and is just incredibly hard to believe that they just sat there for at least 26 minutes while this guy is roaming around on a roof with a rifle and people are pointing at him, and there's a Secret Service command center with open windows 50 feet maximum away from him while he's on this basically flat roof right in front of him. I mean, I could... with a handgun, a good handgun, I could shoot that guy in the nose at 50 feet. I could shoot him in, I'm gonna shoot him in the left eye. I mean, just laser. With some of these handguns they've got now, but I'm digressing. You've seen the videos where I go out at 100 yards with a handgun with like a 5-inch steel plate. I'm going cling, 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 100 yards. Football field. The Secret Service is up there with high-powered rifles, and they can't, I mean, you shoot people at half mile away with those easy, and they can't shoot this guy? Oh, my God. It gives me, actually it's giving me a headache. But thank God that horrible woman, head of the Secret Service, Cheadle, I love the names, Cheadle and Crooks, and sorry if your name's Cheadle or Crooks, but just come on. These names, Cheadle, Crooks, we're not being told the truth about what happened. There's definitely two shooters. The acoustics show that. That is completely crazy. We're going to be going over all that today. And then we've got all the stuff we're being distracted from, the economic news, the military news. You've got Netanyahu set to speak to Congress and all the communists, the people ready to riot and burn everything down. And it's the same Democratic Party that totally supports Israel, but then their constituents hate Israel. And again, I just see Israel as like one more corrupt country, just like the United States. I mean, their leadership is super corrupt, selling the U.S. out to China, standing down on October 7th, doing all sorts of stuff. But I don't have a fetish to hate Jews in general. I don't have a fetish, you know, just to go, oh, that's the most evil thing in the world. But at the same time, you've got the sycophantic worship of Israel, that it can do no wrong, and just don't even question it, and let them influence our politics, and they're definitely one of the biggest groups doing that. It's terrible, the Israeli government. And then, but you've also got the communists and the leftists and the squad on the other side who are as bad as you can be. I mean, as a group of just miscreant communist ne'er-do-well scumbags, and it's just like, oh, what a horror show. What an absolute horror show that we see ourselves in the middle of. So we're going to do a Spaces on X that we'll go live with in about 15, 20 minutes. And then most people announce these days before and build them up. We just do them because it's great to get the HD audio of people that are on X to be able to call in. To me, I use it as a phone call system just to get some great comments. But we have done some we've promoted for a few days that have gotten millions of listeners, and nothing like the one I did with Elon Musk for 2.5 hours that had 50 million at the end of it. 20 million, 25 million that day, but 50 million by the end of the week. The club's got another 100 million. I want to do another one of those, and I think one might be getting worked on. One might happen soon. We'll see if I'm back on with Elon anytime soon here. We'll certainly get his doppelganger, Adrian Dittman, on today. But that's coming up, and we'll also open up the phone system and take your calls on the assassination 11 days ago and how the media wants to move on, wants to glaze over it. I shot a report on this, but I forgot to send it to the crew. It's in my larger report. But Rob has it. Get me the clip of Jim Acosta saying, how dare Trump say the Secret Service didn't do a perfect job? This is just outrageous. It's like saying, how dare a mother lead her three-year-old across the street? Or how dare somebody put their kid in a seatbelt? Literally the Secret Service stood down bare minimum criminal neglect. The consensus is formed, obviously, inside job. And then crawling out from under a rock, Acosta, who you haven't seen in years, of course nobody watches CNN, he's now hosting shows, he crawls out from under a rock and attacks Trump. It's in my larger report, Alex Jones issues emergency warning to Trump that I shot last night that has millions of views, thanks to all of you taking everything we do at X, at Real Alex Jones, and Band.Video, and magnifying the living daylights out of it, because let me tell you, you're not the tail. You're not the dog. You're the tail and the dog. You're the whole shooting match. When you decide to get excited about something and take action, it is unstoppable. So I'm going to start getting into the shooting and the information there. The name of the spaces is going to deal with 11 days after the Trump assassination. Major developments. We'll get into those major developments coming up here in about 16, 17 minutes. And you're also welcome to call in or be a speaker on X about Kamala, Biden disappearing. Now reportedly he's going to officially drop out of the race in a speech tonight, not just that letter that wasn't even on the letterhead and wasn't even his signature. Looks like they pulled a dirty trick on him while he was drugged up or something coming back from Vegas, which they meant was a medical emergency. While he was drugged up for a few days, went ahead and said, see, sorry, you already resigned. No getting out of this now. And now they're all just trying to, that reportedly, they meant he's been super mad, throwing fits. But after 6 days, he emerges stumbling around. We've got the video of that coming up. And they say, why'd you drop out? He goes, ha, yeah. I didn't drop out. So just absolutely insane. All the things that are going on, all the things that are happening. We're going to be getting to all of that, as I said, and a lot more here today. But I keep getting questions on the street. I keep getting questions by the crew. I keep getting questions everywhere. So I'm going to spend a few minutes on this. Then I'm going to move on. I told you 6 weeks ago they tried to close this operation without a court order. Justice Department manipulating with court-appointed people to do it. The judge found out, fired them, but not before it was all over the news that, yes, we're going to close it, and yes, it's over, and yes, it's gone. And then more headlines. It all stopped 2 weeks ago. You haven't heard a thing since then. Alex Jones will be liquidated. He'll be off the air next week. And I shot a video, and I said, watch, I think we're going to be around a few more months. And there are some maneuvers and just a very good chance that we will be on the air right through the election and for the foreseeable future, years and years. But I don't want to give away all the strategy, the things that have been happening. But we have been hanging on by our fingernails, your prayer, your support. It's all been essential. That's why we're still here. It's no secret. So I'll just say this part. The judge said, yeah, you're going to have an orderly liquidation because Jones has opted for that. It's all that's left. But then someone can buy the assets and we stay on air. And the judge now knows what's going on. They admitted the judge, we don't want him on air. We don't want money. We want him closed. He said, well, that's not my job. I'm not doing that. And so the court-appointed committee of the Democrat lawyers and their clients has told the court and told the new trustee and everybody, we just want him off the air. We don't want money. And they said, well, that's not happening. So, at least right now. So that's why it's critical that enough money come in to keep us on air, because people think we're off the air, then money doesn't come in, and then by their actions and by people believing that we're off the air, we're going off the air, the support doesn't come in, and then we do shut down. So could it be your last chance to get X2 and X3 and all the great products like Nitric Boost and all of that at InfoWarsStore.com? Yes. No more new product has been ordered, and what is there is there. And then if we get people that buy the assets and the operation continues on, they've got to then go back and rebuy all the product and fund us for the months it takes to get it in, and then we got to continue on. And we're able to bring some sponsorship on to bridge the gap in that. So I'm just telling you the inside baseball that this could be your last chance. The product is in. It's ready to ship. Customer service is doing a great job. Ships out of Denver, Colorado. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. The Trump bulletproof shirt is available. That's a fundraiser shirt. Please get that. That's now been printed. It's about to be shipping out. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got a big sale going right now. Despite the fact we're selling out everything, we've still got the big sale up. Save InfoWars Super Sale. Whether it's Ultra 12, whether it's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, well, that's sold out. So there's one shipment of that coming in, and then that's it for products coming in. But just check it out. If you go to the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can see a banner up there that shows you all the products. I really appreciate you all for your past support and everything you've done. What we do have plenty of, and that's great, is a private label line that's called InfoWars MD. I learned 2 years ago that one of our main suppliers of raw material to our sub-supplier, one of our manufacturers, was Listeners and Patriots. And I called the owner. It's a billion-dollar company, one of the major makers. They said, listen, our whole line is yours. We just don't want to get in the middle of it politically, so just don't say our name. We will let you private label all of this, drop shipped out of their warehouse with like one-day service. You know, when you order, it ships in like a day or two, depending on the day. You know, if you order on a Saturday, it doesn't ship on Sunday. And it's the exact same turmeric that's in Bodies. Just to give you an example, they had the Nitric Boost was their product. And we said, well, we can fund ourselves and we can go make that somewhere else. They said, sure, just have the product. That's how nice they were. So we went and made that. But all they do is tack $3 to $4 on every order. And it's bottled. They put our label on it, everything. So we've got our costs. They get their $3 to $4. And then we put, you know, markup on it so we can fund ourselves. So you're literally getting a top-of-the-line supplement line. I mean, they've got over 100 products. So I think we've probably labeled 15 or so. Their joint relief is amazing. Their prostate support is amazing. Their nerve renew is amazing. Their good night sleep is amazing. Their ashwagandha products are amazing. It's InfoWars MD, private labeled, and they got plenty of it. So when our original products that are amazing sell out in the next month, we will have InfoWars MD as the funding mechanism. So get to know it. It's been already popular, but this is what we got left to fund the operation. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The prostate support's amazing, great formula. Even the FDA admits that this formula with the soft palmetto and these other compounds actually does massively reduce issues with the prostate. I mean, this stuff works. So they've got great probiotics, prebiotics. They got enzymes. It's amazing. InfoWars MD. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then in closing, there's our other great sponsor, and that's a warehouse in North Austin and Round Rock that my dad owns. He decided, without telling me almost 3 years ago, when he saw all these attacks, to go set up his own warehouse. He developed most of the supplements for us. He's got a chemistry and, you know, medical degree, you know, background. And he went with top developers and made a bunch of new products, not just the ones that we had at InfoWars. And they're all there. The nano silver products, there's incredible sleep aids, incredible multivitamin organic based, great concentrated green fiber caps, the concentrated seed sprouts, amazing formula. So many great formulas at drjonesnaturals.com. And I want to thank you all for your support. But listen, we're at the tip of the spear. You saw Trump get shot. You've seen the feds trying to shut us down. You've seen all hell breaking loose. It takes money to have this crew and the satellite uplinks and to be on radio stations, TV stations, you know, our own big servers for back when we were being censored everywhere. We've been fighting hard, and it takes money to win a war. And this is an info war. And I can tell you, what the info I put out, I see picked up word for word by the presidency, the real presidency, by Trump's crew, by Trump, and by Congress. And I know they listen because I talk to them. I'm not going to brag. I just want you to know. We got a direct line, not just to tens of millions of people, general public, which is great. We have a direct line into the U.S., real U.S. government, Trump, the real executive branch. We have a direct line. They listen to everything we say. I'm very humble, and I appreciate that respect. But they know I've called it so much, and I mean, I talk to high-level people, and it's bizarre to have like 60, 70-year-old men saying yes, sir, to me and saying, what do we do? And a lot of it is they already know all this, but they take it as an authority when I say it. And God has put me in this position. And I'm not perfect. Plus, the enemy changes their plans. And that's my plan, is to expose their plan so that they're so exposed and so freaked out that they back off. I don't want to just keep making predictions that come true. So I'm like, oh, I'm so smart. That makes me a target, folks. I'm fully immersed in this. I'm in the enemy's mind. I study them constantly. It's what I do. And I'm just telling you, you cannot byproduct and support abroad, because they took all our sponsors 15 years ago. So I went, well, I'll just go make our own. We'll make our own t-shirts and sell our own knives and sell our own belt buckles and sell our own bumper stickers and sell our own books and films and supplements. And I took the money and put it into the operation. Then they lied about it and said, oh, he doesn't need your support. He's got $400 million. And he's going to go to jail. You saw it all in federal court, federal appointed. Auditors came in here, checked everything, and said, Alex Jones has got a tiny lake house, 127 acres, and another house. You know, not very fancy, but it's nice. And he's got two cars. And, oh, New York Times, it turned out Jones has meager assets. I've been living like a king with a little swimming pool. My swimming pool's not even big, but it's, you know, it's about 30 feet long. That's pretty big. Big enough to cool off in, big enough to, you know, play water volleyball in. But I would give all that up today, and I have given most of it up, for freedom. I don't care about that. I'm willing to give my life up. But if I don't have the funding from you, I cannot do it. So just commit to support the broadcast at drjonesnaturals.com and at infowarstore.com, and then I won't have to sit here and beat you over the head with a bunch of sponsors like all other talk radio shows. Other talk radio has 4 or 5 plugs an hour, and it's coming into break, going out of break, and I get it. It's a hard market. To fund themselves, they got to do it. With me, you usually get a big plug in the first hour, maybe two little plugs later. Okay, I don't want to sit here and plug stuff, but it is great products you need. But I cannot do it without you. So just mark it in your calendar, put it on the refrigerator door, and say, hey, support Alex, if that's what you choose. Because we'll do what your church is going to do. We'll fight for life. We'll fight the Satanist. We'll take on the New World Order. And I might say a cuss word occasionally. I'm not a fake, but I'll definitely fight the devil. Maybe you tithe to this broadcast, part of your, you know, tithe. Whatever it is, I got preachers on almost every day. You don't see that in the rest of conservative talk radio. I mean, I don't depend on Jesus. Jesus is everything. It's like Jesus isn't number one. He's everything. So, but I need your support. Please commit. I want to thank those that have kept us on air. It's been one hell of a battle. And when you fought this hard for something, you don't want to give it up. So pray for us. That's most important. And commit to drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. And support our great sponsors. We'll be right back with all the big news and so much more on the assassination attempt 11 days later and on Biden stepping down and so much more. Please stay with us. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Deep state wants us to stay focused on all the division they're trying to create in America along racial lines, religious lines, sexual orientation lines. They want us to forget about the attempted assassination of Trump 11 days ago, but nobody's forgetting about it. And Congress isn't forgetting about it. And the governors aren't forgetting about it. And you and I aren't forgetting about it. And the consensus formed that it was a deep state attempted assassination. They're going to try to kill Trump again. President Trump understands that and knows that. I've talked to the highest levels of his operation. And they are taking my advice and your advice and even the Secret Service advice to stop the outdoor rallies. We know you're tough, Trump, but we need to protect the king in a game of chess. And so Trump is not planning on holding any outdoor rallies for the foreseeable future, which is a very smart move that I've been calling for since 11 days ago when this happened, because they're going to be copycats. The deep state might not even have to kill him, but copycats are going to try. But everything, their whole plan is get rid of Trump. That's how it was easy to predict they would try to kill him. with the demonization, the lies, the Russiagate, the impeachments, the lawfare, the criminal charges, the fake criminal conviction, all the different CIA people saying we're going to kill this guy on TV. And then now they let the shooter parade around forever while this happens. I'm going to review some of this and the new developments and this body cam footage that Senator Grassley has released from the local police with the Secret Service reporting what we already said, that they knew he was up there, let him parade around, nothing was done. Another area to look at is in some videos he's got pants, in the other video he doesn't. He's wearing shorts. And we're going to do a special report on that right now. Rob News clipping out the different photos and videos and body cams of what one guy laying down on the roof looks like with the long hair, plus the other guy shot in the head with long hair who doesn't have long pants on. So we're putting that together right now as well. We'll post that on X once we have it. I'll play it on air with commentary. We'll take that clip out and post it there. It'll probably get 10 million views. And that's the good news is it's not just us. It's thousands of other people on X alone. We're getting 30 million views a day on our coverage of the Tippit assassination, just that, conservatively. And I see other videos everywhere that are just going totally viral. And then, of course, it comes out in the news that on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube, they're burying them, aren't they? Just like on the day of the shooting, the 13th, 11 days ago, they said, oh, there was some noises and he fell down. And the memos came out from the corporate media, their minions being told, no, don't say it's an assassination. Well, they weren't able to sweep it under the rug. But we have Jim Acosta now saying, how dare Trump blame the Secret Service leadership? She just resigned. So this is a case point of gaslighting. But first, here's Tucker. This is important from his RNC speech, but I saw it again this morning and thought we need to play that again, where he says everything changed when they tried to kill Trump. He changed. We changed. People finally realized it's game time. They finally got urgent and realized, wow, this is war. Damn right it is, people. I mean, this is hardcore time. It's time to get hardcore. Here's Tucker.
I watched the video of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania about 50 times. I think I was one of about 8 billion people around the world who watched it. And the more I watched it, the more it struck me that everything was different after that moment. Everything. And this convention is different. The nation is different. The world is different. Donald Trump is different. When he stood up after being shot in the face, bloodied, and put his hand up, I thought at that moment, that was a transformation. This was no longer a man. Well, I think it was divine intervention. But the effect that it had on Donald Trump, he was no longer just a political party's nominee or a former president or a future president. This was the leader of a nation. And I think there's a difference. I've spent most of my life in Washington where the president is at the top of the pyramid, never wants to be the president. But if you think about it, the presidency comes with great power, obviously. But if you think about it, that is a title that is bestowed by a process of some sort that can be subverted. And in the end, it does
Tucker
not...
Tucker Carlson there saying that the president after that assassination...
All right, that's good. I want to go back a few photos. The one where Trump looks like a turtle and he's got his bottom lip up over his mouth. Go back to the beginning of the photos. That's the face I make when I'm really pissed off and determined. That face right there. If you see me coming at you with that face, you know you got a problem. And that is the face of total determination. I've seen a lot of other men in really serious situations. That's the face you make. Yeah, that face right there, that's the real face of determination. Anytime you get in a fight with somebody and they got that look on their face, that means somebody switched on for war. And look how calm this other Secret Service agent is over here. And go back to the earlier photo, too. It's even better when we make it into the turtle face. And I say that because you got the turtle with the lower jaw kind of up over it. Just roll through that again. I've got to see it. Roll through the same images you were just showing. It comes up right after this. This is the face right here coming up. You're on X. Yeah, maybe you're doing different images. Yeah, it's the one, it's the straight shot of him. It's the classic shot. The one that everybody has. Well, we'll get it. We'll have it. But I digress here, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a historic time, and what unfolded here is so historic. And the globalists are never going to be able to put the genie back in the bottle. Later in the show, I'll find the image I want. We're going to just probably leave it up the entire show. I think I'll just leave the image up. In fact, I have to go to rebroadcast. I have to get the image. I'm not mad. I'm just going to, I have to have it now. I didn't used to be OCD, but at 50, I'm so OCD now about the classic fight with them all around him and him up out of them. Like, and he's like this. That's the one. We've kind of got the shot, but we don't have the shot here. I'll find it right now. Yeah, that's it. That's the shot right there. That right there is determination. You see that face, you know what that face is. That's the face of people in battle, ladies and gentlemen. That's the face of determination. In fact, I've never gotten a tattoo. I might get this gigantic across my back. Because I'm nothing against people with tattoos. I see a lot of cool ones, see a lot of horrible ones. If I was in the military, I'd probably have some. But, you know, usually it was like you're a sailor, you're a Marine, that's why you've got one. It's kind of become such a fad. I was kind of like, yeah, I don't think I'll get one. But I don't know. When they bury me 6 feet under, I think I might want that on my back. I bet people are already getting it everywhere. But you can't do that as a little tattoo. You can't put that on your arm. You can't put that on your chest. You can't put that on your ass like a tramp stamp. If you're going to do it, it's got to be like a prison tattoo all the way across the shoulders. You know, I'm really thinking about it. Because you got to back something like that. That is never going to go away. That is never going to be forgotten. That is over the top, powerful, instant, authentic, and real. And now, you know, they've really, he did an interview last night. He's taking the bandage off, and it's just like we saw in the blood, just like I thought, right through the back of the ear. He has a pierced ear with a 5.56 round, and you can see that they sewed it back together, but he's still got a hole right in the back of his ear. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. All right, when we start the next hour in about 20 minutes, I'm going to go directly to Space's speakers and callers. So I guess I should give the toll-free number out, so we're going to do both. But let's only get about 7 or 8 callers. We have a phone system that takes 20-plus calls. I'll never get to 20 calls. Not that I'm taking X Space's speakers as well. So rack up 8 calls in the time we have. I'll get to those. On 11 days later, what do you think of the attempted Trump assassination? What are they going to do next? Kamala Harris and all of her idiocy. Biden, you know, set to officially step down, but yesterday was finally seen it for 6 days. They said, "What are you going to step down, or why'd you step down?" And he said, started laughing. So the evidence is overwhelming now that they just put out a letter, his staff did, that he'd resigned with no evidence, and then basically put pressure on him to do it. And finally, once he got it through his head that it was over, as they basically held him captive, it looks like, well, they admit he was throwing fits in Delaware, and then he's released, but still won't talk about it and just laughs about it. That's how arrogant this guy is. So we've got that. So the toll-free number to join us, we'll open the phones up right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And at Real Alex Jones on the Spaces, if you're an X user, you just go there, click on the top of my Real Alex Jones, my picture. You'll see a purple circle around it. That means we're live. You click that, and you'll get into the Spaces. You can also watch the show there on X at Real Alex Jones as well. Spaces doesn't have a video element yet. I'm told they're very, 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 very close to it. New Trump assassination details emerging now with Alex Jones and speakers. So that just got launched minutes ago. All right, let's stop there. I mentioned Jim Acosta. So let's go ahead and, again, I could do 3 hours on this one clip. Acosta literally crawls out from under his rock. The little harasser of Trump, he's like a horsefly. just flies around biting you. And then here he comes back out like an eel from the rocks and says, how ridiculous is it that Trump's blaming the Secret Service? I mean, she resigned. Well, what does that mean? Obviously, the Secret Service did a terrible, horrible, negligent job, bare minimum, and all the evidence is they were at the leadership level in on it, and this was an attempted CIA operation. And all these top Navy SEALs and Delta Force members of Congress and people saying the same thing I've said. The default safety was turned off. Got a guy parading around the roof for 26 minutes. You've got multiple videos of a guy with a gun laying on the roof in pants. And then you've got the body cam footage of the guy in shorts, bloody and dead. It doesn't even look like him. I mean, this is getting weird. But they thought they'd have Trump dead. Then they were going to detonate truck bombs or things like that to then change the subject. And we would be in martial law right now. And they were already ready to take out Biden. Now you've seen them do that. And they're coronating like she's a queen. Kamala Harris, outside of law. No one voted for her in the primary. She had 2% when she ran for vice president in the polls. She was super unpopular. I mean, the woman is a joke. And Kamala Harris is as black as I am. I've had my DNA done. I don't have any African blood. I'd be proud if I did. I got Native American. My dad's like 13%. So I'm basically 6 point whatever. But I'm not Native American. I mean, Pocahontas, the senator, Elizabeth Warren, has none of it in her. She said she was. But I'm like 6 point whatever percent. No African. Zero. This woman, maybe her dad had 6% African. I mean, you take a look at him. I'd love to see her DNA test. In fact, people, because she's running on that, she's black. And, you know, they said, if you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. I'm surprised Biden didn't say he was black. Joe Biden is a joke, and we know it. We got Dr. Stella Emanuel, who grew up in Africa and is a great doctor and super smart and also a great pastor. You can look at her. She's a beautiful lady. She's 100% African. She's a black lady. I'm going to ask her when she's in here, is Kamala Harris black? Stella? Dr. Stella, is she black? That's a black woman. This woman is not even what was the term my black buddies used growing up in Dallas about black girls that were part white? The yellow bone? Stuff like that. What was the other names? Had a lot of names. But the point is that Kamala Harris is not even a yellow bone. Kamala Harris, maximum is 6% black. And it's ridiculous. And like, they could have found a smart black lady to be the president. But they don't want that. They want a super dumb person. Ladies and gentlemen, who they control, just like Joe Biden. They want an idiotic puppet. And they come in all shapes and sizes. They come in, I mean, Kamala Harris is basically Indian. And nothing against Indians, but my God, she's the first Indian vice president. She's the first black vice president. She's at least half white. And then why are you never white? It just, I don't look at something and say, oh, what color are they? I look at like, what do they stand for? What do they do? Who are they? But I'm digressing. We need to get to all these clips. Here is Jim Acosta. Here's Jim Acosta. This guy is so hard to listen to, but here it is.
And there's also reaction. Trump apparently said on Truth Social, the Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me, and I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. It was my great honor to do so. I mean, that appears to be what the former president is saying. Perhaps he's not aware that the director has stepped down, but that's what he's saying right now on Truth Social. Let me go back to Jonathan Wackrow, who's still with us, I believe. Jonathan, when you hear the former president saying something like that, what's your reaction? I mean, obviously the Secret Service is a professional operation. Yeah. The fact to say something like they did not protect me, it just sounds just wildly irresponsible.
Yeah, I mean, he's just capitalizing on the moment, and you know, he's looking at this through the color of politics, not the reality of the situation.
not the reality. 26 minutes, he's on the roof. The advance team didn't put anybody on the roof. The higher building has the Secret Service Command Center looking out 50 feet away from where the guy took the shots. Everybody's running away and pointing, man with a gun, for minutes and minutes. We have this new body cam footage that already confirms what we already knew. It's coming up. Senator Grassley released. And then he gets up there and says it's horrible. It's preposterous. It's irresponsible to then say that the Secret Service didn't do their job. That is wild, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I got like 20 of these, but I got to start getting to some of them just to get them on record. Let's go to some clips of Kamala Harris. And again, they should go after her on her record as Attorney General in California. And before that, the DA in San Francisco. She threw the book at black people. I've seen the videos. We should do ads with those. Pull up those and like show her 20 years ago going, if we catch you with marijuana, you're getting 5 years in prison. If we catch you with crack cocaine, 20 years. I'm going to throw the book. And her specialty was putting black people in jail and calling them predators just like Biden. She wasn't calling herself black back then. And then she's the one that put the pro-lifers that caught abortion clinics illegally selling baby parts in prison. So she is a police state lover. Even the New York Times said Kamala Harris was not a progressive prosecutor. But now she just says release criminals right out of jail. Hell, you're shooting people, you're burning things down, release them. That's the new Kamala, because she'll do whatever she's told. I've got over 20 clips of her, but let's just get to a few of them here. This is her giggling and cackling when they talk about locking Trump up, and she's the prosecutor, she'll get him. Totally drunk Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was in Australia saying we should follow their gun confiscation plans. Kamala says she supports 70 to 80% tax rate. She wants to basically restrict beef and make you eat bugs. This is just, play clip 16 through 19.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it. Gun violence has terrorized and traumatized so many of our communities in this country. And let us be clear, it does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new darling of the party. She officially has more Twitter followers than Nancy Pelosi. She was on 60 Minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical. And she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that she is challenging the status quo. I think that's fantastic. I think that, you know, I used to teach before, especially before in the last few years. And the thing that I always loved about teaching was when you teach, it requires you to defend the premise. Mm-hmm. And it requires you to re-examine the premise and question, is it still relevant? Does it have impact? Does it have meaning? And I think that she is introducing bold ideas that should be discussed.
Buses go here, buses go there. That's what buses do. That's an actual quote. Here she is saying she wants to restrict your meat consumption. Whatever the New World Order wants, she's going to put it out. She's a perfect puppet. And then we'll get her talking about she supports illegal immigrants getting Medicare. Here it is.
Certain countries have changed their dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat in light of the impact of the climate change.
Yeah.
If elected, Will you be supporting change in dietary guidelines? And then how will you plan on implementing the changes so that people effectively change their diets?
Yeah, I mean, it's, and thank you, Carol, for your work and the question. I think of the point that you're raising in a broader context, which is that as a nation, we actually have to have a real priority at the highest level of government around what we eat and in terms of healthy eating, because we have a problem in America. And we can talk about all that we are now, the subject of this conversation. We can talk about the amount of sugar in everything. We could talk about soda. We could go on and on. So the answer is yes. But I'll also say this. The balance that we have to strike here, frankly, is about what government can and should do around creating incentives and then banning certain behaviors. I mean, just to be very honest with you, I love cheeseburgers from time to time, right? I mean, I just do. And I think that, there has to be also what we do in terms of creating incentives that we will eat in a healthy way, that we will encourage moderation, and that we will be educated about the effect of our eating habits on our environment. And we have to do a much better job of that, and the government has to do a much better job of that.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you love cheeseburgers. I mean, we all do. I don't know whether
From time to time.
Yeah, you get a cheeseburger, we'll just surveil you and tax you to have it.
Right. It's not quite the same.
And you only get one once a month.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid. To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would. And it must be addressed.
The bill also says, quote, every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident.
Mm-hmm.
So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health. Period.
And that's from the czar of the border. We had news clips where they called her the czar 3 years ago when Biden put her in, or over 3 years ago, like 3 years and 3 months ago. But now they're in the news and I have the news articles. No, she was never the border czar. That's another lie. All right. Remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. That's why we have breaks. Remember old-fashioned media? When they banned me 5 years ago, we still stay on air because we have hundreds of radio affiliates. We love them. If you're a local listener, be sure to support their sponsors and support them. We're going to take a break, start the next hour, and go to your spaces, comments, and your phone calls, and cover a ton of news and the new information coming out on the attempted assassination of Trump. That is bombshell. Stay with us and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together. Black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support, and I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going, with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Yeah!
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're now into hour number two. 11 days after the attempted assassination of President Trump, and all the evidence is coming out of a deep state coup. And Larry Pinkney has called in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I fired the bat signal, and I said, man, we haven't had Larry Pinkney on. I've been begging him to come on as a guest, but he's been so busy. He's one of the founding members of the real Black Panther Party, an American patriot, a populist, a pro-human for everybody. He sees right through the enemy plans. And I'm so glad we're launching this Spaces simulcast on X, and he is the first caller. We're also taking calls. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. We'll hold you over, Larry, because I want you to have some time. Then we'll go to everybody else with Chase Geiser controlling the Spaces here on X. But my friend, first off, my brother, what do you make of the assassination attempt? You were on just a few weeks ago saying they're going to try to kill Trump. You said it. We should get that clip and play it. And then what they're doing, Kamala and Biden and all of it. This is, we only got 4 minutes to break, but you got the floor, brother.
Well, thank you, my brother. It is great to hear your voice, but beyond that, it is great that you're continuing to fight, as we all must do. What I think about the assassination attempt is that they're going to try it again and again and again. And, you know, President Trump is standing in front of us. We must stand in front of him and beside him and behind him. We must understand this is about more than President Donald J. Trump. This is about our republic, our entire nation, our republic. So it is crystal clear that the fact of the matter is, frankly, to be blunt, that the so-called stand down by the Secret Service was absolutely beyond being criminal negligence. It was clearly all about setting up Donald J. Trump to be blown away, as we used to say back in the day in the 60s and 70s. This was not, you know, when people say criminal negligence, well, what is criminal negligence? Think about it. If it was negligent and it was criminal, then it was deliberate. I'm sorry, I need to calm down a little bit.
No, you should be upset, and so am I, Larry, because this means the deep state's going for broke.
Yes. They're going after Donald J. Trump any possible way they can, his family, his supporters, the American people. We need to clearly understand what we are dealing with. We are dealing with people who lack, L-A-C-K, lack all boundaries. They have no boundaries. I've said this before. They are not immoral. They are amoral. They have no morals. They lie, steal, cheat, and play us off as best they can against one another. And as far as that Trojan horse, Kamala Harris, whatever, as far as that creature is concerned, it's here we go again. Black, you must be kidding. That's like, and I don't mean you, obviously. I mean them, the deep state, the Democrats, the neoliberal fascists that they are. They must be kidding. How stupid do they think we are? We're not stupid. We know what they're about. We know what they intend to do, and we must not allow it to happen. I'm calling upon everybody, all patriots, all of the American patriots, of the people all over this great republic, with all its faults and flaws, it is still a great republic. I'm calling upon the people to stay united. Do not be divided. Do not let them do this. And stop going for the ghost. And what do I mean by going for the ghost? I mean, stop being sucker punched. Stop being bamboozled. Stop being hoodwinked. Kamala Harris, what a sick, dangerous joke. And we must understand that these are the kinds of tactics that they will continue to use. The media. We don't have a media. We have a propaganda machine that would make Goebbels green with envy. We don't have a media.
Stay there. You're on fire, Larry Pinkney. We need to get Larry to do a show for us. He should be the next show we add. We'll be right back, Larry. We love you. 60 seconds, brother.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now in hour number two. I've known Larry Pinkney, it's got to be 18 years or so. He's been a guest on the show. He's a original founder member of the Black Panther Party, a former political prisoner, a best-selling author, and just an amazing individual, so smart. And I was just sitting there listening to him, like, this guy's got to have a show. That's what I planned for this network before they attacked us, was to go 24 hours a day, but maybe an hour a day he does or something, or we get him down here. But now he takes care of family and other things. But Larry, if you just joined us as listeners, a lot of radio stations only carry the second and third hour, called in, or I said, please call Larry and get him on, and he was already listening. So, and I'm trying to get him on as an actual guest, but he's here. And a lot of stations didn't carry the last five. So recap what you said, because it's better than what I could say. It's so true. We've got Trump is out in front of us. As he said, they're trying to get through him to get to us. He just wants basic populist policies that actually help the people, that actually, you know, give jobs to people, that make energy cheap, food cheap, housing cheap, by turning on the market we've got. The globalists are standing in the way of that. They've done everything to him. Maybe you can go through what they've done to him, Larry. And it was obvious trajectory. You were on 2 weeks ago. We got to re-air that. I remember you said they're going to try to kill him. We said that on air. And then false flags were the next thing. Well, Larry's been, you know, involved in this for, hell, 60 years, folks. I've been involved 30. He knows what he's talking about. He's got a lot of wisdom. And he's been through hell. And he watched how they infiltrate groups and set them up and put them in prison. Same thing they're doing to me and Trump and everybody around us. And so this is a war. And people say, well, I don't want to fight if they're going to get me. They're going to get everybody if we don't stand up. Okay? And so, Larry, recap from your historical understanding what's been done to Trump. Repeat what you said, because he's out in front of us, just like the Secret Service should have done. We've got to be in front of him, beside him, behind him. We've got to shield him. He's so real. He's not perfect. None of us are. But he's real. He wants to be the president. He was the president. And that's why they hate him. And now we have Kamala being crowned as the new person with no votes. It illustrates the dictatorial, totalitarian nature of the globalists. I can tell you. They are going to go absolutely for broke here, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear that? I just lost audio in my earpiece. It's back. We had a sound system problem. That rarely happens, but it just happened. We're back. We're all good, engineers. We're good? Good, because I heard, like, audio go out for a minute. So, Larry, epic what you were saying. A lot of stations weren't carrying it. Repeat what you said and then extrapolate into what's coming next, because we're so honored to have you.
Well, first and foremost, I'm honored to be a part of this patriotic and very necessary fight, my brother. I really, really am. We're all in this together, or not at all. We're in this struggle for our republic together. Now, what I said earlier, one, the actions, or should I say inactions, by the so-called Secret Service, obviously, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know that this was clearly an attempt to have Donald J. Trump assassinated. We don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. The American people, we're not stupid. And I'm sick and tired of us being treated as if we are. by the media, the propaganda machine. What I said earlier, and I'll say it again, is Donald J. Trump is standing out in front. But we must be in front of him, beside him, and behind him. We must surround him, his family, all of those who are working with him. We must surround him with love, with strength, and we must be his eyes and his ears. We must, no pun intended when I said ears. I meant what I said. The bottom line for all of us is if we do not stand up, and I'm talking about nonviolently, so somebody can't come along and distort it. Oh, Pinky's calling for, I'm calling for us to be patriots. All right? I'm calling for us to understand that we are in perilous times. Our republic is at the very precipice. The very precipice. We're at that cliff. And we must do everything we can to regain our republic. Now, as far as Kamala Harris or Kamala Harris, or I can think of some other names, I'll just leave that alone for now. The bottom line is, this woman is essentially the reincarnation of Hillary Clinton. Come on, let's be real. That's all she is. And here they go again, trying to play the, quote, race card, the color card. Come on. Do they know? Do they remember the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King? Do they remember what he said? The content of one's character instead of or versus the color of one's skin? Have they heard it? Are these neoliberal fascists out there listening? Do they understand? It is time for us, as Brother Malcolm said, to stop being pimped, to stop being used, to stop being bamboozled and hoodwinked. It is time for us, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all right? American citizens, come together for God's sake. Come together for our republic.
And you were a founder, and you were a founder of the New Black Panther Party, and heavily persecuted. You witnessed them kill Martin Luther King.
Not the New Black Panther Party.
Yeah, not the new. The original Black Panther Party.
Right, but,
and you were there. You saw them kill JFK, RFK. You saw them kill MLK. You saw them kill Malcolm X. You were there, and you know the enemy we're facing. People need to understand this is the permanent deep state, literally at war with the people. Can you speak to being such a prominent person in the original Black Panther Party, not the new FBI controlled, but like the KKK is controlled, but being in the real original Black Panther Party, about your historical understanding of what we're facing right now?
Well, I saw, all right? I remember. This is from memory. I was very much alive when they assassinated, when they murdered JFK. I was very much alive when they murdered Medgar Evers. I was very much alive when they murdered Malcolm X. I was very much alive when they murdered Martin Luther King Jr. I was very much alive, in fact, just a few blocks away, the day they murdered Robert Kennedy. I understand just how insidious these people are, if you can call them people. I understand. I've seen it. I saw with my own eyes how they play us off against each other. They used the color card, the gender card. They used it then. They're using it even more now. We have got to put our silly, dangerous little differences aside and come together for the benefit of our entire republic. I saw it. I feel pain. I think of the people that I knew who gave their lives, who gave their lives. We thought the feds, the FBI in particular, and the CIA were bad then. Oh, my God. Then, that was the late 60s, early 70s, the early 60s as well. But now, oh, my God, the deep state has literally, literally come out in the open. And it is time for us to acknowledge that. Yes, we can stop it. Yes, we can turn it around. But only if we acknowledge it. If a person is sick, the person has to acknowledge that he or she is sick. And then they deal with that sickness to eliminate it. This is what we as a people, united, black, white, brown, red, yellow, this.
Incredible,
nation.
Incredible, Larry. And repeating what you said from stations that didn't carry the first five, you said they're going to try to do it again and again and again. And Trump is tough. We get it. But he did made a smart move. No more big open rallies outside. They're going to go at him. Well, Matt, let me get ready, and then we're going to let you go because I know you're busy and we got a bunch of callers and people. But let me ask you, why don't you come on as a guest soon for hours? What would have happened? What would the enemy's next move have been if they'd have killed Trump and shot him right in the head like Kennedy fateful day 11 days ago? What would have happened then? And then what is your advice to President Trump? So I can tell you, his top people watch the show daily. We're on in Trump headquarters right now. They're all listening right now. What do you say to them?
I say, first and foremost, I give them my love and my strength. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I say, beware. Be vigilant. They want to kill us all. And I'm not exaggerating. I wish I were. I'm saying that the decision that President Trump made regarding rallies is a very wise decision. Be wise, my president. Be wise, my liege. Be wise. Continue. Stay the course. And yes, they will. They, the deep state, the Democrats, these neoliberal fascists, these rhino Republicans as well, they will try again and again. And we must remember that and be prepared to do our best to stop this from happening, to bring America back to what it could be, the ideals of what America is about. Nobody's saying we're perfect, never, but what country is.
No, I totally agree. So in closing,
yes.
Why do they hate Trump so much? Because they hate him with a passion. It's real.
They hate Trump because the people love Trump. Let's be blunt. They hate Trump because they know that he reaches the hearts. I said hearts and the minds of the people. They hate Trump because he is a populist. Because the people love him. Therefore, they hate him. Therefore, we must love him. As Malcolm said, the bottom line is that if we don't watch out, the media will have you loving the people who hate you and hating the people who love you. President Trump, much love to you, my liege. Stay strong. Stay the course.
Absolutely.
And to you, Alex, much love to you and all the wonderful crew of InfoWars and, wow, the listeners of InfoWars. I say, as we said back in the day, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, yellow. And I appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. In closing, you mentioned the Republican establishment. They're just as bad, but we're taking that over. That's why they're scared. There's multiple videos and photos of Rupert Murdoch and Lindsey Graham, who are deep state as you get. They were so upset during Trump's speech. And that's the enemy right there. It's not just the Democrats. They are so upset right now.
That is correct. We must watch out for the Trojan horses. That's what I call them, Trojan horses. They work with these demons, which means they are part of the demonic plague that we're dealing with. And I use those terms very deliberately. I know what I'm saying. And I know that we can win, brothers and sisters. I know that we can win, but we must be strong. As that biblical passage says, faith without works is dead. And we must keep the faith and keep the struggle to regain this republic.
Larry, how do people find you?
You can find me at Black Activist, that's Activist, WG.org. WG stands for Writers Guild. Black Activist. WG.
And also, you've got a channel on Bandout Video, and you've done some great videos.
Yes.
Please do more,
yes.
And we love you. Larry Pinkney, thank you.
Please stay strong, my brother. Love you. Bye-bye.
Amazing. I'm so glad he was able to get through and we got him on because I wanted him on, and they called him. He was already listening. That's a smart guy right there. And the real deal. Turn his mic on, guys. I don't hear his mic.
I was just amazed to hear him use the line, they have a propaganda machine that would make Goebbels green with envy. I mean, he's poetic and everything that he says.
So
it's so iconic and memorable and really drives it home. Talented man.
Yeah, why don't we make Larry Pinkney vice president? See, they don't put the smart black people in charge. They don't put those smart white people. They put idiots they control. So we're not against Kamala because she's black. We're against her because she's a sellout, New World Order piece of garbage.
Absolutely.
Gosh, if they had a black Donald Trump, I'd vote for him right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd probably be a good thing. I wish he was black, to be honest with you. Yeah, the worst thing about him is he's white.
All right, so we're now 45 minutes into the spaces. We don't do the spaces where we do it 3 days before it propagates. We should, but I do it just to get the commenters from X. It's a way for you to call in. But we are going to do some planned spaces soon. Got a bunch of spaces. People got a bunch of InfoWars callers. We got Dr. Sil Emanuel coming on about biblical stuff coming up in like an hour and a half or a little over an hour. So I want to start getting all these calls and getting to these commenters right now. So let's go to somebody on X.
First, I want to go to Gray. Gray, you've been waiting patiently. I read your bio. Please unmute yourself. Say what you have to say. Give the audience a little bit of context of your background.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was a non-official cover agent, raised from birth in a clandestine program. And what these globalists are doing are raising people to insert into special operations, and they go into red cell, red team type of activity. That is what a lot of this corruption is led under for plausible deniability. If anybody is caught in the act, it's written off as red team and eventually justified. Since for decades now, and going back to the 1995 Advisory Committee for Human Radiation Experimentation, there was testimony presented by Valerie Wolf, Claudia Mullen, and Chris DiNicola.
No, I'm aware of the congressional testimony and declassification of secret radiation testing on children. So what does that have to do with Trump?
Skipping forward. So not only are these shooters brainwashing these programs, but so are the militarized personnel. And there is a situation where many of these people that are seemingly benign or on the right side actually have a sub-sleeper personality. Now, I am linked up with agents that have been working. Now, I'm linked up with agents that have been working at this for over 30 years, and we have everything we need in the... We need some public attention to provide a layer of safety for when we step forward together as a group to give testimony.
Okay, all right. Well, you're talking so fast, I can barely understand what you're saying. But we put you up there. People can find your information. Thank you. Next person.
Let's go to Brooklyn Patriot next. Brooklyn Patriot, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
My name is Brooklyn Patriot. I'm Patriot from New York, okay? I'm more well-known on Instagram, unfortunately. I'm just starting out over here. But I do want to let you guys know that New York is turning red. People are not blind to what's going on. People know that there's a bunch of satanic pedophiles trying to control the world. Everybody's on to it. Everybody's on to the same people that did January 6th, did July 13th. Everybody's on to the bullshit. People in New York know it. People everywhere know it. And they could try to make New York blue. They could try to make California blue. But we the people are the people that control what goes on. The only problem here in California and in New York is that we get mail-in ballots before an election even starts. And that's a problem within itself. And what I do want to say is with all the hate going on and everything going on, people need to pray to God and look up to the heavens and realize that Trump will be our next president, and we need to ignore everything that Kamala Harris says or does. She's irrelevant, and there's people pulling her strings behind it all. She's not black. She would not be the first black president. She's an Indian, and everybody knows that, okay? And everything they're trying to do is divide and conquer. And Democrats love dividing and conquering using color and creed. They have nothing else to roll out. And this all started with the Al Smith dinner when Trump started calling out Hillary with the Watergate committee. Okay, people.
No, remember, but it's in the WikiLeaks. The head of I think it's Columbia, but it's the head of a major university psychological program, and the head of the psychology department says, "Only thing we have left is culture war," and that's what they've done.
That's it. It's all about dividing and conquering. And they divide us and they try to conquer us, not us. They get the Democrats with color and creed. And that's not supposed to be like that. But if you remember when Trump spoke at the Al Smith dinner, okay, he called pretty much Hillary a traitor. He said that, you know, she raised a village in Haiti. He was talking all about that different stuff. And if you looked at the deep state, like Michael Bloomberg's face, they were in shock what he said, okay? And they don't want him to be president because he's the people's president. They want somebody from the establishment that can control and optimize their goals, not optimize we the people's goals. And that's the difference between a patriot and somebody that's a demonic Democrat. And they want to take away the power from us.
No, I hear you. Great points. Thank you, sir. Let's go to some calls now from the InfoWars end. And we'll go back to more spaces, speakers. Frank in New York. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd have to disagree with you, Mr. Jones, that Kamala Harris doesn't have any black in her, because I heard from multiple sources that she has black in her multiple times a day. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Now, I also wanted to say something else about the shooter. I believe just like that movie Shooter, that guy was set up and he didn't fire one shot. I think because when the officer went up to check on him, that was a bad actor. And he was making sure the guy...
Let me stop you. It's Saturday, 11 days ago, I thought of that. Mark Wahlberg, great movie, The Shooter, how they try to set him up as a shooter. That's what I thought. And Dew's putting it together right now. We have all the videos where the guy's wearing pants and then the guy that shoots wearing shorts. We're getting it together right now. This is a big deal. This is not adding up.
Yeah. I think the kid got set up. They pumped him up in some sort of secret thing. They say you're going to be protecting the president. You know what I mean? He wasn't even looking towards the president. They wouldn't have that banana even looking towards him. He was just set up, man. That's what I believe to be true.
Well, definitely it's a stand down, and nobody's buying it. That's the good news. What do you think comes next?
Well, I mean, they could do anything. You know, our leader just came into town, Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. That's the guy really pulling all the strings to the puppets. And so that, you know what I mean? I mean, whatever type, I mean, the false flags are so blatant now. It's just like it's, I mean, this is the same playbook with Israel. You know what I mean? Bombing each other, this, that, the other thing. So anything's on the table. Anything.
Exactly. It's a real war, but Israel stands down and lets the attack happen. And it's the same story over and over again.
Yeah, rinse and repeat, brother. That's all they do.
And the question is, what will they do next? Thank you, Frank. Let's go to Aaron, Ohio, on Trump shooting. He believes leads to false flags. We'll go to break, come back with ex-speakers. Go ahead, Aaron.
I believe what they may do next would be, to solve the Kamala issue, have a false flag assassination on Kamala. That does two things. One, it gets rid of Kamala Harris. Two, it ensures that the same voters they would be concerned about would now, they would actually gain in a much stronger fashion, as well as it sends a powerful power play message to that faction that would be behind it. What do you think about that?
No, I said they'd try to kill Biden or drug him up at the same time. And it happened. It's easy to, it's a deep state securing its coup over all its minions.
I was talking about specifically about Kamala.
No, I think there's a very good chance they kill her. I mean, Roger sees all the signs okay. They plan to replace her. They may not, but mm-hmm. Yeah, or whoever her VP is, she better watch out for.
Right. Okay, that's what I wanted to point out because I didn't hear much discussion about that possibility.
Thank you, Aaron. All right, we're going to go to break. Dennis, Jim, Matt, Garrett, John, Riley, that's the calls we'll take. No extra calls because I want to get the Spaces commenters, Spaces speakers when we come back. Chase Geyser, who's up next from X?
We're going to go to Miss Lou. We're going to go to Truth Seeker, Nikki, Dennis, Cole. We got a bunch of people lined up as well. So, yeah, plenty of people to talk to.
20 seconds to break. How epic is this time to be alive?
Oh, it's so epic. And I got a feeling that we're going to see Kamala Harris as president of the United States before the election. And I don't think she's going to be the candidate.
Yeah, so the 25th Amendment, Biden, and then...
Yeah, or he dies of natural causes, or God forbid, you know, they kill him. Obviously, no violence wanted to come to him, but it hasn't even begun to be crazy yet. Man.
Exactly. I agree with you. Crazy Town has just begun, and we were supposed to be off the air by now, but we're still here, buddy.
All right.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew, and I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me. Right now, we were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD. private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I'm going to defeat the New World Order. And wow, we're doing it. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. What do we do? Tell the great houses the planet's under attack by Sardaukar. Tell them their future hangs in the balance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
I gotta do it, Corner.
You're listening to Alex
Jones. Old-fashioned artillery.
Old-fashioned artillery. Genius. A bargain to the letter.
You're a wonderful kitchen type.
Yesterday, you were a playboy, feared. Now you're a hero.
Live on now with KK. I got to tell you how good is this thing.
All right, I want to play the trailer from Mark Wahlberg, who we know is a patriot conservative. I want to get him on. I don't care that he's a great actor or like his movies, but we know he's a patriot. People that are around him is what he does. But The Shooter is such an important movie to watch, and I'm glad that the callers brought that up. Then we'll go to a bunch of spaces, speakers here in a moment. But, man, this movie is all you need to know about how they set stuff up. Here it is.
Service.
Come on, boy.
Bubbly swagger. You're a hard man to find.
I'm not hard enough.
There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president. The shot would be taken from beyond a mile.
5 or 6 men in the world make a shot like that.
We need you to stop it. Out of all the men alive on the planet, you're one of the few people who knows what to look for.
This guy knows what he's doing.
We gotta take him. It's the setup. Take him. Take him now.
The would-be assassin, Sergeant Bob Lee Swagger.
I didn't do whatever they said I did. I'm in some bad trouble and I need some help. They delivered me on a tray wrapped up like a present.
Swagger is still alive.
That's the hassle with democracy.
There's always a confused soul that thinks that one man can make a difference, and you have to kill him to convince him otherwise.
In a conspiracy, all loose ends are drained.
You need to back off this.
Agent Memphis.
I got a plan. I think I'm going to need your help.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find them. I'm going to burn their playhouse down.
This is a Delta level clearance request.
It's trained in counter intel. This guy's good.
There's going to be more shooting. More people are going to die. I didn't start it, but I mean to see it through.
We got him.
How could you miss? He was this close to you.
Is about to get worse.
The world ain't what it seems, is it?
No, sir.
You keep that in mind.
I have something you want.
Where are we meeting?
Somewhere I can see you. Coming from a long way off.
All right, I want to go back to X Spaces. And start taking your comments here live on air. But you got to go see the movie Shooter that came out like 15 years ago. It is dead on with what we're dealing with. We've got the clips together where the shooter's got shorts on, then he's got pants on with all people's videos. This is coming up. This is, I don't know what's going on exactly, but we're not being told the truth. Now, a whole separate issue is just in gaslighting. This is bigger than just Kamala Harris being a puppet. We're not exposing this just to say, oh, they're lying. Why would the corporate media think we're so dumb? AP, Reuters, Axios, you name it. I've got the articles right here. Saying that Kamala Harris was never the border czar. I can show you 100 newscasts saying she's the border czar and press conferences where she's going to go fix the border and then only went there one time under pressure. Why would the deep state do that? Because they want to train you to hear so many lies. You know they're a lie, but you get used to hearing the lie and don't get mad about it. They want you to give up. They're demoralizing. Look at this. Harris border confusion haunts her new campaign. Axios says she was never the border czar in this article. I got a bunch of others. Then we've got the Axios articles from years ago saying she is now the border czar appointed by Biden. Axios. Now, she was never been the border czar.
Oh.
Harris to visit Mexico, Guatemala to address border crossings. Biden taps VP Harris to lead response to border challenges. AP. Border czar, VP Kamala Harris finally going to border. Biden tasked Harris with stemming migration on the southern border, which he opened up instead of, I won the election, immediately surge the border. Republicans try to make Harris the border czar. She demurs. So they're now saying they never did that. This is another giant lie out in your face. They think you're stupid. We've got like 5 clips. Just play a few of them and we'll go to the X speakers. But here they are saying she's the border czar. Now, 3 years later, never happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping into a new role, taking the lead on the immigration crisis.
In months of taking office, Vice President Harris was assigned the difficult task of the border, checking in with Central American governments and trying to get to the root causes of immigration problems in the United States.
It has been 91 days since President Biden named Harris as the administration's border czar. Republicans have heavily criticized her for not visiting the border since then, though she has made other trips to places like Guatemala.
As the border crisis escalates, President Biden is putting the vice president in charge.
When she speaks for me, doesn't have to check with me. She knows what she's doing.
The work will not be easy, but it is important work.
So we're going to put this live clip out. I don't know what headline to give it on X, but video. Democrats now claim Kamala Harris was never the border czar. Or breaking. Kamala video. Kamala Harris appointed border czar. She now denies it. I mean, this is like next level lying, Chase.
The gaslighting is unbelievable. We should do a play on something to do with the czars of Russia, right? Like the Bolsheviks attack the border czar, unseat the border czar. But they want to have their cake and eat it too with every single issue. And we're going to see this play out time and time again until we finally defeat these people.
Well, they think people don't have memories.
Yes.
But they also, again, just want to always deny everything just to get us used to their lying.
And they act as if the mainstream media is the only source of information as well. I was commenting on this on the American Journal this morning when I was hosting. If you look at all of the Elizabeth Warren rallies where she tells the same story the exact same way over and over again, and I got a scholarship to go to college, yay, over and over again. There's clip, clip, clip. And then same thing with Kamala Harris. You see over and over again, she uses that hokey line, what can be unburdened by what has been, over and over again, as if it's a rally mainstream media environment and no one's going to realize that she's just repeating the same talking points at rally after rally or speech after speech. It's like they don't even realize that most people get their information from X and influencers, not from the mainstream media anymore.
Well, there's a big article on that on siloing and on boomeranging yesterday by Zero Hedge. They're believing their own bull while they sit there and lie to people, and it's not working. People know it's the globalists. They want to confuse people, have them give up. That's not happening. People are unifying, understanding this. All right, let's go to ex-speakers now.
Mm-hmm. Dennis, you've had your hand up for the longest. Why don't you unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Go ahead, yes.
I'm having trouble really wrapping my head around. It could very well be that this was a deep state plot, but it's also, I'm thinking that it could be just blatant incompetence by the Secret Service. And that this has been going on for a long time, and that they've been Swiss cheese for a while, and finally this guy got through the hole. And the thing that I guess I'm confused on and haven't really heard many people give an explanation for is why Trump, of all people that he could have picked for a VP, decides to go with an anti-Trumper in J.D. Vance, who has a background with Silicon Valley and Peter Thiel and Palantir with government contracts and the like. And then he goes and disavows all of the Trump loyalists from 2016 that were part of the Heritage Foundation in Project 2025. So I'm concerned because the rhetoric is definitely not the same with the RNC this year than it was in 2016 with Trump. And I'm afraid that he's getting sort of enveloped in the deep state itself right now with even Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson texted, this was in an, I think it was an AP article. He had texted during the Dominion voting systems trial through Discovery how much of a Trump hater he was there, too. And now all of a sudden these guys are Trump fans, and it seems to me that it's more because it's politically convenient for them now.
Yeah, but there's also text messages where he says, I love Trump, but I hate him. I mean, that's like I've said to him in personal text, God, Trump, he makes me really mad when he was pushing warp speed or whatever. And Tucker's addressed that. J.D. Vance, 6, 7, 8 years ago, did criticize Trump, but since then has made all the right moves. That's Trump's decision. They don't like J.D. Vance as a choice. All we've got is Trump right now, but I think what you bring up are legitimate issues, but I don't think there's any way you stage a shooting where it shoots through his ear. I mean, you don't think that was a staged shooting, do you?
No, I do not think that was a staged shooting. I think if anything, it may very well have been on purpose, a deep state type thing, whatever you want to call it, or that because the media is so anti-Trump and calling him Hitler, that it drove this kid to do what he did. In that movie that you just showed too, I saw that movie so many years ago. But I do remember, I mean, you look at the type of weapon that would-be assassin used compared to what this kid used. I mean, he used an AR style weapon and he didn't have a scope on it. I think a lot of people, including mm-hmm. snipers, are agreeing that there was no scope on that thing.
Yeah.
And so.
But I think a consensus is forming that he was just the cover. There was another shooter.
Yeah, that could very well be possible too. And then I find it very strange too that there were snipers in the windows in the buildings across the way too.
That's the new video that's been released by Senator Grassley. Is the local police released it? The Secret Service is covering up. I would play it, but it's like a 5-minute video. It's on my Real Alex Jones channel since last night. Like 10 million views now. They're literally like, oh yeah, he was up there. We didn't know what to do. We took photos of him. There's a guy with a gun, but here's the deal. We're going to release this video soon. He's in long pants, jeans, and then later he's in shorts. Something weird's going on.
And there's no casings on the roof either. That was something a caller mentioned this morning. Where are the casings for the shots that he fired?
And then the 8 shots thing is obviously concerning too. I guess we'll find out later on what that's all about. But I'm Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad that you're still going strong. And do you mind if I promote my Twitter account too?
Sure, go ahead.
The radio. It's at Den Den Hendrickson HENDRICKSON.
All right, guys. Since you mentioned the 8 shots, let's play that clip. FBI director says the Trump shooter fired at least 8 shots. And I'm not saying the FBI is the definitive answer here, but they've already been all over it. They've looked at it. One guy got shot in the back of the head protecting his wife and daughter. He's dead. A couple of folks got shot. So this was a serious situation, obviously. Here's the FBI director.
Chair, now recognize the gentleman from Arizona.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Director Ray, for being here. How many shots did the shooter fire?
Well, we know that he fired at least 8 because we recovered 8 cartridges on the roof.
Okay. And are all the cartridges and the unspent bullets, have they been, you know how many there are? You've accounted for all of those?
We believe we have. Again, there's lots of work still ongoing, but yes, we believe we have accounted.
And did the recovered shells, the cartridges, match the shooter's rifle?
My recollection is yes.
Okay. And you've conducted analysis that confirms that?
Well, we work with ATF, but yes. So some of the work has been divided up. But.
And how many shells recovered from the location of the counter snipers?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the last part.
From the counter snipers location?
That I don't have the answer, at least here at my fingertips. We're hoping to learn more, and we're still exploiting a number of the digital devices.
Right.
I think it's fair to say that we do not yet have a clear picture of his motive. And I think it's important for me to explain because I understand, of course, why everybody wants to know the answers to those questions. Often in an investigation, from interviewing people that the subject was in close contact with, looking at the individual's social media accounts, messages, often things, physical evidence in the person's residence. You might see a manifesto, things like that. We're not seeing that yet, but we are digging in hard because this is one of the central questions for us. What I can say is that the shooter appears to have done a lot of searches of public figures in general, but so far we're seeing kind of news articles and things like that, and so the images that have been reported about, really what we're talking about there are when you do a news search of article,
I see.
The image appears in the cache, as opposed to like a search for that, specific individual. But again, I really want to be clear that that's a place that we're doing a lot of work right now, and so more to come on that.
Well, they screwed up bad not getting Trump, Chase.
Yeah, they didn't think they were going to fail at all. And
a bargain to the letter.
Yeah. And things would have been so different too. I mean, they would have been able to get away with shooing in Kamala Harris probably if Trump had been replaced by a Nikki Haley.
But it's totally unconstitutional that it's being confirmed to just ignore the primaries, just put her in. No, you got a 25th Amendment Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and she's got to be brought in, and then he's still on the ballot. They're done.
I just can't believe that Democrats witnessed the Democratic Party. Democratic voters witnessed the Democratic Party steal the primary from Bernie Sanders in 2016 And now they're witnessing the soft coup against Biden now, and they still deny that there was election fraud in 2020. Like, oh, they would steal primaries, but they would never bring themselves to steal a general election.
And they want to indict you if you question it.
Right. These people, man. It's like, I think they're waking up in droves. Honestly, like, for a long time.
Now, a lot of liberals are waking up.
They're waking up.
And then now they try the gaslighting. Oh, Kamala, there's fresh blood. Everybody loves her. She was the lowest scoring person of like 14 Democrat candidates.
Yes.
In the primaries.
And that's without even mentioning her IQ test. Lowest scoring there too, right? But yeah, I it doesn't make any sense. It's a DEI situation, I think.
What do we do? All right. So, we'll go back to calls in a moment, but let's go back to more, comments.
Sure. Let's go to Truth Seeker. Truth Seeker, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Good brother. What do you think's going on? What do you think's going on?
I believe this has like been some predictive programming for quite some time. I mean, if you actually go back and look at the Economist magazine from 2023, at the end of 2023, in December, you can Google it. It shows a question mark over Trump's right ear. And then it shows like a dove right above his head. So I think this has been like preconditioned for quite some time. I mean, you even showed the movie Shooter. Like, they've been hinting at this for quite some time because they want to start a major like civil war. I mean, look, think about the movies that came out, like the actual Civil War movie that just came out recently.
Yeah, I don't know about Captain Shooter. America, I don't know civil about war. That Economist cover. I saw that. But definitely they're trying to cause a civil war. Definitely they admit they want that.
And one last thing I just want to ask. Do you think that Biden is even still Biden? Because I don't know, that clip they showed yesterday of Biden, he like walked extra fast than usual and just didn't even really speak. So something seems off about that with Biden. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah, that's an important clip to play. Does the crew have that last night where Biden gets off the airplane and they say, why'd you resign or why'd you drop out? And he goes, ha, 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 and laughs at him. Yeah, roll it with audio. Here it is.
Why did you drop out, Mr. President? Why did you drop out of the election? Was it a difficult decision to make?
Look, everybody's saying it's a rubber mask. Everybody's saying their body doubles.
Yeah.
No, that's the real rotting Joe Biden with the facelifts and the surgeries. That's why he doesn't look the same. It's Joe Biden. The arrogance, you can't copy it. It's the same guy I've been watching for 30 years. He's just out of his mind.
Well, I think some videos that you see of him are probably a double. I think that one, I agree with you.
They admit presidents have doubles.
Right, right. And Ian Carroll did an outstanding report. We ran it this morning on the American Journal during one of the first 5-minute segments about the history of the masks and how sophisticated they've gotten. So I think when you see him walking up the stairs and doing a great job, it's probably not him. When you see him like that, that's probably
Remember one
him.
Time they caught a body double out back to White House getting in his car? It was like a younger guy.
Yeah, it's almost like a
They admit they have that.
Right.
I'm just saying that was the real Joe Biden.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree.
But
with
they had to crank him up, get him ready. He is. I mean, look at him. That is dementia.
I think he had a stroke.
Barely walk.
Yeah, I think he stroked out, and that's why his voice sounded slurred on CNN the other day. That's why they had to say he had COVID and put him away for 72 hours to monitor him. I think
the point is, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nope.
Let's take a caller. Let's talk to Dennis. We'll roll B-roll while he talks. I'm not going to play the whole clip. It's on Real Ox Channels on X of the local police that gave it to Senator Grassley, and they're talking about the stand down, the guy on the roof, nobody doing anything, them videotaping and taking photos of it. You want to talk about body cam footage of the Trump shooting 11 days ago? Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, two quick points, Mr. Jones. We in that body cam video, we see a body, a gun, but where are the shell casings? We're told 8 casings were found on that rooftop. That body cam video was taken less than 1 hour after the failed assassination, but no casings are visible on the rooftop in that video.
Well, in fairness, it's we could blow it up and look for them, but you can barely even see the gun of the dead body. I mean, it's all just shaky camera work. How do we know there's not casings there?
I agree, but I've watched it 2 or 3 times, zoomed in on a large monitor as best I can. That's decent quality video. And if they say they've removed them, they didn't lay down any evidence markers where they typically would, where they find evidence. So,
well, the FBI director just said they found 8 shell casings, so I think that's an important thing. I'm just saying, definitely. We're both watching this video, or anybody watching can see this. How are you going to tell where a shell casing is in there? There's all sorts of black spots and skids on that roof. I don't, you know.
Yeah, My second point, feds were pretty quick to dismantle the entire crime scene. The stage, the grandstands, everything was removed before any independent investigation.
Oh, you know how to convince me it was a stage false flag,
Yeah, but it's going to be difficult to try to recreate the event, take precise measurements of the stage, et cetera. So, last point, we can't let this story fade away. Everybody needs to order those bulletproof shirts. I've already done so. Wear them often. Keep people thinking about this. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother, for the support. I wasn't cutting him off. I'm just saying you can't tell there's bullet casings, but the cover-up's there, and people aren't buying it. We have congressmen and senators saying, we think you tried to kill Trump. I mean, this is good overall that people aren't going along with it.
When you have bipartisan support for the demanding of a resignation to Cheadle, that was powerful, too, to see Raskin sign that and others, and to have it actually work. So I think there are a lot of Democrats that are very upset about this, and I wonder if Joe Biden would have even resigned, withdrawn from the race, had this assassination attempt been successful. I think he would have stuck it out.
Well, it's definitely backfiring on them, and nobody's buying this was an accident.
Absolutely not.
So what do they do next? Is they're in panic mode?
Well, it's kind of like, I think what's going to happen next is similar to if JFK hadn't died. If the same thing had happened to JFK, if it just had grazed his ear instead, and of course he was the sitting president at the time.
Or shot Connally, right, or killed his wife. Imagine if his wife would have got shot.
He would have actually shattered the CIA into 1,000 pieces, I think, and scattered it to the winds as he had threatened before. And, you know, Trump came out and said that he was going to declassify all the documents around his own assassination attempt as soon as he goes into office. I think they're frantically deleting those documents like they did for the MKUltra.
And that makes them even more desperate to kill him.
Yes.
To quote The Godfather, they got to get popped. That's the key.
Yep.
And Trump is pop right now. Let's jam in one more caller before we got a break. We'll come back with more Spaces commenters. Let's go ahead and talk to Garrett in Arizona. Garrett, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Garrett.
All right. First of all, I wanted to start off and talk about Jesus Christ and the country, the way it was founded. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you are pledging your allegiance to this country and the ruler of this country. So I would pledge my allegiance to God the Eternal Father and to the Holy Spirit and to Jesus Christ who died for our sins and nobody else. Secondly, let's talk about Donald Trump, and let's talk about this shooting. First of all, you got to know history of Donald Trump, and this goes all the way back into the 90s. So you know Donald Trump for being rich. You know him for being an elite. You know him for being in real estate. You know him for being a reality TV star. You know him for doing WWE wrestling. You know him for fake news. You know him by their fruits. After the shooting happened, who became his spokesperson? Hulk Hogan on TV.
Oh, my God. I've been in movies. People say I'm fake because I was in a movie and played a part. I'll come back to you, but this is just BS. They tried to kill him legitimately. Hulk Hogan's a great guy. It just never ends. I mean, do you wish he got shot? Say it's fake? Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I'm not mad at Garrett, and I'm not upset that he asked questions. Questions are important, but Trump's been involved in movies, TV shows, everywhere, did some professional wrestling stuff. We know when we watch him with Vince McMahon doing a joke piece that that's separate. It's like when the media says, Jones has been in a few movies, he's an actor. They play that game. When I'm an actor in a movie, you know I'm an actor in a movie. When I'm on this show, it's me. So the idea that Trump has done some wrestling, and now that Hulk Hogan, who called into the show 10 years ago, and I know was a listener, is now saying, screw this, this is wrong, what's happening in America. Like, it's like this weird thing, like, Alex Jones is in the same city as Stratford, some CIA propaganda firm, and they go, well, that's it, he's in the town of 2 million, he works for Stratford. It's mentally retarded. And I'm 100% real. I'm up here calling what's going on. I'm defending the Republic. But people do this thing like, oh, it's all staged. Well, then you're staged. In fact, I'll go to Garrett in a minute. But Garrett, I say you're CIA. I say everybody's bad. Nobody's good. You're bad. You work for Hulk Hogan. It is the same mindset. I know Trump. He's real. He's not perfect. He got shot. The deep state has done all these indictments and all these attacks and done all these things. So professional wrestling is a super popular thing. It's Americana. And so is UFC. Trump's associated with it all. I mean, hell, I'm associated with it because I know Joe Rogan forever. I'm into UFC things, you name it. So my issue here is they don't fake somebody getting shot in the ear. You can see it. Real people died there. And so it's just, to me, preposterous when this is going down and the deep state is definitely against Trump to then say it's staged. So explain to me. You mentioned a bunch of stuff. Oh, he knows Hulk Hogan, and he was in movies, so that means he's whatever. Explain it to me. What are you saying Trump did? Who is he working for? Do we vote for Joe Biden, or do we vote for Kamala Harris? What are you saying?
I say you vote for none of the above, and you vote for Jesus Christ, and you start telling all the info warriors out there to repent from idol worship and to vote for Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only, because he's the only one that's going to save us from any of this. And you can
let me ask you, am I a fake? Am I an actor?
I don't think you're an actor all the time. I think you might say have some of the truth, but you might not be telling everybody the whole truth.
Well, I'm not God. I appreciate your call. So I don't know the whole truth. But I'll assure you, son, that I'm telling what I believe to be the truth. That is my North Star. That is what I want to hit. God, these people don't believe there's good. There's not just evil, folks. There's good, too.
Well, when you spend your whole life in Mordor, it's hard to believe that this place like the Shire exists.
Exactly. That's a good point. The people live in Mordor, so they don't believe that anything good exists.
Yeah. It's a dark time. And that's part of waking people up, is showing them the light. And just like in The Matrix, when he uses his eyes for the first time, he's like, my eyes hurt. And Morpheus says, it's because you've never used them before. Right? It's an allegory of the cave in The Matrix. They redid the interpretation for that movie. It hurts when you see the light for the first time, but the light is real.
Yeah. I mean, to me, the light is everything. And so people sit back all day and analyze what I do, or I go, I'll tell a story about this symbol used to mean in Italy, ward off the devil. And then the Satanists took it over. And I'm saying a symbol is like a swastika was an Indian symbol, a Hindu symbol, a Buddhist symbol, and then Hitler took it over. And so I show a swastika. Look, he's showing a swastika. No, I'm showing this not in reverence to the devil. I'm showing this to show how a symbol can be anything. And people go, look, they'll take a screenshot of this today. They go, look, Jones just did this. We'll do it. Because I'm not doing this in reverence to the devil. It's just my fingers. It's something I can do. You need to judge people by the character of their deeds, by the fruits of the tree, not by the symbol, because symbols can mean anything. It's incredible. But it must be easy to sit back and say everybody's bad but yourself. That must feel, it's like a Pharisee. You know, that's what they said about Christ. Oh, he's not good. We are. He's bad. So, okay, great. You're the good guy. I'm the bad guy. Tell us what to do. Please save us, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, turmeric 95, better mood plus, libido RX, CBD, full spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Big Brother, mainstream media. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
For no man, and we are the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, your host, doing a simulcast on X Spaces and taking your calls. We got a special guest coming up in about 25 minutes. So Chase Geiser, let's go to these X Space commenters. Then we'll go to Matt, Jim, Riley, and John on the phone calls. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's go first to Joseph Philip Daniel, and then we'll go to Miss Lou. But Joseph Philip Daniel, if you're still with us, go ahead and speak.
I love you all. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for Alex Jones. Dealing with the spirit over and over again this year. God, make InfoWars get more and more money on a month-to-month basis. Give them more.
You're overdriving your microphone. Just settle down. Relax.
I think he's cutting it. It sounds like he might be outside. I think he's cutting in and out a little bit. Let's move on to Miss Lou first, and then we'll have
folks are so excited. They're screaming.
Yeah.
I can't hear them.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead, Miss Lou. Unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chase. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
Listen, I've got a couple points here, and I'll keep it quick. Two breakings. I don't know. You guys probably know about this, but Mike Benz on X was saying that the Trump campaign has been notified by the Secret Service that they should have no more outdoor rallies.
Yeah.
Now, you know what that means. They don't like the optics of the crowd, so we're going to shut that down. We can't kill them, so we'll just keep killing his chances. The second point I want to make is from Eric Prince, who's on War Room, who addressed the idea of the private security notion. And he said the problem with that is, for Trump, is that you can't combine private and government. They don't marry well. So I think, in my opinion, that Trump ought to dump the Secret Service from now to the time of the election. Just say, sorry, guys, don't need you. And really hire the real deals.
No, that's a great idea. But I mean, Trump is, from my sources, he himself understands he shouldn't do outdoor events. So that's not just Secret Service saying that.
Okay, good. And the third thing I have, just a little levity, I have a new name for Kamala, and I hope it sticks. By the way, I kind of agree with Chase. They might pull a last-minute switch. But the problem with that is twofold. One, they've already screwed their base on the primary, and she's was on the first ticket. And the second thing is she is a complete, absolute toady for the deep state.
Oh,
she will do anything they say. And so she, like Biden, she's Biden, only younger and in heels, but she's more evil because she is a lawyer. Mm. And also, my name for her is Kamala, combining commie.
I love it.
Kamala.
Communist with Kamala. Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala.
Yeah, or Kabbalah.
And that should stick. Kabbalah is another good one. Yeah, that's a good one. But Kabbalah also has other meanings, you know, in Jewish, you know, stuff. So anyway, so that's what I had to say. Thank you for the mic.
Great points. I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to the next person.
Okay, let's go to Nikki. Nikki, go ahead and unmute yourself if you're still with us and say what you have to say in the space.
Hey, guys. I'm still here. thanks, Alex, for having this.
Thank you.
For being here. And, you know, just listening to everything going on is just batshit crazy. Like, the times we're living in, wild as hell. I have a question about... You know, you said there's a guy in pants and a guy in shorts. Did you guys notice that there's a guy that's almost, he's dressed almost exactly like the shooter, sitting kind of on the side of the building, like looking up at him? Cause I was going through stuff and there are pictures of him and he has the same color shirt, the same color shorts, like they look like the same colors, but I thought that was kind of odd.
Well, what you're doing is asking questions, and that's something the FBI director and the Secret Service director, now fired or resigned, doesn't want.
I hate that. And also, it looks like, you know, early on I was like, where did this picture of the shooter come from that looked like he was kind of sitting in that position where there was kind of like a grass? And it's literally the same spot above. It would have had to been taken from that second floor window.
I haven't played the video because it's 5 minutes long. Senator Grassley released last night local police cam with the Secret Service basically admitting all this. And then you have this Secret Service command center literally like 50 feet from the shooter in the building above it with their open window. So this is crazy. So all the crowd's like, shooter, 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 and he's walking around for 26 minutes. They do nothing. This was a stand down.
Yeah, it had to be. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like that photo that was circulated was definitely, there's no other spot it could have been taken from, you know? And then what's the question too? Like, you know, there's a van involved and then there's the Hyundai and there's a, like, I don't know. You know, when Ray was talking about it, he was referring to a car. He wasn't referring to a van. So it'd be interesting, like, did they ever go to Home Depot and get the cams to see, like,
sure,
what
sure, here's what's
vehicle?
Happening. Here's what's happening. They want us to get all caught up in the minutia. They wanted to remove Trump. They had CIA people on TV saying they're going to kill him and Chuckie Schumer and all the rest of them. And then you've got all the lawfare and all the criminal charges and all the fake trials and trying to take him off the ballot, them saying we're going to kill him. And then this happens and there's a stand down. They did it. 98% of the evidence points towards that. You'd have to override your common sense. And so now members of Congress and others are saying, we know you tried to kill him. That freaks the deep state out. If they know people aren't buying their story, they won't try it again. That's why I said 11 days ago, and I said again today and yesterday, the day before that, we've got to point out we don't buy any of this.
Right. And then I saw another video today where they were showing a guy with a beard with no shirt and they were kind of detaining him. But my question from the beginning was, you know, how did that, when this first started, how did this Maxwell guy, like, how did his name even become part of this? And, you know, the second guy, they all sort of look the same. And also,
you said Maxwell. Did you mean Thomas Matthew Crooks? Is that what you meant?
No.
Okay. I'm lost then. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There was a Maxwell Yurick, his name was released with this, right? And it was even, you know, posted on an MSN.
Well, they were questioning a lot of people, but here's the bottom line. Kamala Harris is now claiming she was never the border czar. So they've gone to full war mode where you just lie. In World War One, the Germans would play loudspeakers saying, we're not assaulting you. That's where that started.
Tanks are rolling, thousands of troops.
No one's assaulting. Later, and a small percentage of the troops on the Allied side, the French, the British, the U.S., the Russian, would just give up. Well, they just said there's not a war. So they're telling you, nobody. Remember the first day they said nobody tried to kill Trump? So that's what you got to understand. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and go to another caller on the InfoWars side. Matt in Indiana on the Trump shooting. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great to talk to you again. Love you, brother, and pray for you nightly. I did log some time in Mordor, so with that, ran a cabinet-level tabletop exercise for Biden's 2020 inauguration. And I'm just saying from that experience, we can rule out this, you know, incompetence on...
Start over and you've got the floor. You're saying you worked in the federal government with Biden's inauguration. You don't have to give us specifics, but just tell us the area you were working in and what you're saying. We can rule this out. Start over.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alex. So let me just say, it was a whole of government effort, right? So you've got federal, state, local.
Well, let's be clear. I'm interrupting you again. You'll have the floor. You're saying you worked in this, so start over with that.
Yeah, I'm saying that I ran the cabinet level tabletop exercise for Biden's 2020 inauguration.
Wow.
So not the actual event. But the tabletop exercise leading it, precisely. So now this was a presidential inauguration, so security is going to be more heightened than a former president doing a campaign event. But however, I mean, it's clear to me that we need to rule out the incompetence here. These are not Keystone cops that we're dealing with. And this certainly wasn't a conservative false flag. And I'll get more into this. But you've got layers of security. We talked about federal, state, local layers of surveillance and effects. They can have lethal, as we saw applied. There's also non-lethal effects that they can employ to during these events to block communications or other things. You know, different layers of leadership that's on-site leaderships, and they probably had an ops center presumably somewhere. So all of this stuff is leading me to believe that it's highly probable that this assassination attempt on President Trump was an interagency coordinated event with key political family support. As we look out, you know, first we've got the very telling Austin Private Wealth LLC with the put options on 12 million Trump shares, and we saw some of the names associated with that effort. Next. We've got Joe Biden's campaign, which pulled some resources. And I know the Secret Service pushed back on this, but I would be curious to do some more data mining on that and figure out the timing of when President Trump had his campaign rally planned and when Joe Biden's came up on the map and, you know, where you could easily reallocate some of those critical presidential protection detail assets to Joe Biden's campaign. And because of that, we saw, you know, untrained or inappropriate characteristics of agents assigned to, you know, defend President Trump and protect him. So that's just my observations, Alex.
Well, you sound very credible, and I find this intriguing, and I believe you're telling the truth, but you're saying you ran the tabletop for the 2020 inauguration of Biden. People can figure out who you are by you saying that. So were you with the Secret Service? Were you with Homeland Security? I mean, you've basically already said it if you're who you say you are. And specifically, you're saying from that understanding, you're basically saying you see the obvious stand down here?
I see obvious holes there that if you've participated in something like that, you see all the redundancy built into the system to prevent anything like
this. Yeah, how is this guy on the roof for 26 minutes? How does everybody else see it screaming and yelling? And you said Secret Service Center, that was in the higher building above him. We have that video, we'll roll it right now. They were above where the shooter climbed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to disclose what organization I was involved with, just because that opens up another can of worms. But nonetheless, I was there for that.
So, and looking at this with your expertise, then, I mean, give us your dead reckoning of what really happened.
Well, I think what I'm hopeful for is some accountability at the individual officer or agent level, and to say, you know, you obviously had observation of this, you obviously had reports of this, who was telling you and why not to engage, distract, defeat the threat that was apparent. So you know, it, it people that have maybe have recorded interactions with police officers saying, hey, I told this officer, or hey, I told this agent here on video, if we can just extract from them. And again, of course, this is all going
to be there. No, exactly. Work up the chain and find out who gave the stand-down order.
Yeah, because someone was telling them to, you know, oh, this is a, you know, a friendly guy. And then, of course, all the misinformation coming out of the agency is just discrediting. And it's absolutely ridiculous where the director would say that the roof slope was in excess of what, you know, they were comfortable with. And then it was too hot, so the officer or the agent didn't show up at their appointed place and duty. That just simply doesn't happen at this level.
Incredible. And so how do you see this politically playing out? Because the good news is Congress, the Republicans, and even Democrats told her to resign. No one is buying this.
Yeah, so politically, I mean, this is a whole minefield. And honestly, Alex, I don't know where this is going to lead us, other than just continued heightened vigilance on everyone who cares deeply for the country. I think that's what we need to look at. I know the previous caller, was talking about, you know, contracted security, and I think it briefs well. My fear of that is they don't have the same mechanisms for background checks, but you know, there is in the end the good old boy system, and there is a lot to be said for that, for some of those tier one operators vouching for each other and rallying around the former president.
By the way, that's we'll a key point. That's a key point about robots and computers give criminals in government and corporations full control, or hackers. How do we get Trump at all these events with all this law enforcement and all these armed men? They're trusted. They've been proven the human system works. And that's what we're talking about here, is the human system. And now that system is under attack. And now that system realizes what's happening. So how do you get Trump around all these people with guns? Why do we trust them? Because we've vetted them. We know who they are. We've seen who they are. You bring in robots, it's a totally different scenario.
It is. And yes, it is. And really, you know, the robots are just, you know, all the autonomy in those systems are programmed by a person, right? So they program all the behaviors for those autonomous systems, and they're going to react as, whether it's machine learning, it's learned behavior, or whether it's a set of plays, a simple response to some type of stimulus. What it comes down to is looking another man in the eye and trusting him. And I do think, as a Christian, that it probably doesn't hurt Trump that the old Lord and Savior seems to be in his corner, rightfully so.
And that's got to freak the bad guys out, because if God be for us, who can be against us? In the day, the globalists can put their finger on the scale. God can crush the scales.
I think so, Alex. And I'll tell you, when you step back and take the 30,000 foot view, you're talking about a basic trainee of any of the services, or probably law enforcement, at 150 yards would be expected to make that shot open sights, let alone with an optic. So this is just divine intervention. And then you can wish it away and say it was a conservative false flag, or it was just sheer.
Yeah, speak to that. For people that don't know ballistics and guns, and I'm not a master, but I'm a lay person, a really good shooter. I mean, I'm growing up in Texas, been shooting since I was 4 years old. You don't graze somebody's ears. The best robot gun in the world. If Trump held perfectly still and a computer had the perfect wind and everything, maybe it could do that. But we're talking one in a million with a computer to do that. That is not fake.
No, of course not. I mean, anyone who has any semblance of appreciation or understanding of target shooting would know that. That is an absolute impossibility, especially as the president was.
And imagine Trump's in a president. Meeting. We're going to stage a false flag, and then at 450 feet, you're going to shoot me perfectly through the ear. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. I think I'll step out of the race. You know what? Kamala can have it.
You're going to shoot eight bullets at me, and they're all going to miss me. Wow.
Yeah, and not everybody's familiar with with ballistics and firearms, right? So I get that. But when you start to do all the other peripheral factors that go into play here, you know, put options against the Trump shares, the drawal of secret,
which is 100%. They tried to walk them back. We got it. And of course, it's super ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Soros company.
Yeah, and the CrowdStrike attack, according to the guest we had on the show the other day, the CrowdStrike attack could have erased any of the evidence around some of those things.
Yeah, so we got them. So you're a smart guy, whoever you are, I can tell you for real. What is the enemy's next move? What should Trump do? Because Trump's watching. His people are watching right now.
You know, I don't know, Alex, and I'll tell you.
No, I know. I don't know either, but we got to get our best assessment, because we got to, what is your best assessment? Yeah.
Okay, so I worked for both administrations. I bridged the gap for Trump administration and for Biden administration. And I don't want to say too much because again, I'm just identifying myself here. But I can tell you, and I can tell the former President Trump, that he did not have a lot of friends. Okay, so we were. There was information that was withheld from his Security Council and from his White House sit room, and it was vetted. And then maybe this is normal. And then when the other administration came in, it was open kimono and threatening calls from some of the staffers to get information unvetted, direct. And national security type stuff, and so my observation across two separate administrations is that Trump must hire people that he can trust, like Flynn, like Giuliani, like I mean some of the key hard hitting players.
Yeah, people that have already been under attack and won't back down.
Yeah, precisely.
Tested men.
Battle tested, yes, sir.
Keep going.
That's about all I've got.
Well, let me ask you this. Obviously, they're desperate. They wanted to kill him because he's 20 points ahead in real polls.
Yeah.
Now they're going to try to kill him even more than ever, right?
Yeah, I think so. I pray. So you're on the prayer list, and as is Trump every night. I really would ask everyone to make sure that that he's on the prayer list. I do worry for him. I do.
All right, brother. Well, we hope you call back in again. We can tell you what you're talking about. We really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to add when you leave? You wish you would have added something. Anything else you want to add?
No, sir. I've said enough. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. We get the best callers, the best everything. We got to end the X spaces. We got to end it all because we got a special guest coming in. But we're living in historic times, Chase.
It's unbelievable, and I can tell by just listening to that man that he was legitimate, using expressions like "it briefs well." But I mean, nobody says that even if they're trying to fake being somebody in a conversation.
Right? You can't fake real.
Yeah. Unless it's the WWE, apparently, right?
Trump's so damn real, people. He's right in front of you. So am I. And these people just don't want to believe anything's real. There's a lot more good than evil.
Yes.
It's just evil wants power.
Yep. Even a small
God life. Almighty, I'm so real, folks. I love freedom. I'm willing to die for it. So these callers, I love them to death. They call in thinking everything's some big setup. Evil ain't that powerful.
Even a small light eradicates all darkness.
Stop giving in to the evil's idea that it's in charge. God is in charge. It pisses me off. People don't understand how much good there is in this country. But we don't have the high ground. But we're going to get control of the government. And then I pray for our enemies.
Yeah, I'm praying.
Because I'm not a vengeful person, but it's got to be done.
Yeah. Did you pray for the angel of death? Because some people did die recently. I was worried you started doing that.
No, I talked to my pastors. That's Old Testament. I shouldn't do it.
Didn't do it.
But God, you know something? I've only prayed 5 or 6 times and asked for something. So I always prayed, God, tell me what to do. Every time I prayed, God gave it to me like that.
Wow.
I told the story, people wouldn't believe it. It's real. No, I don't take it for granted. It's not me, but I got a direct line to God. So is every person too, though. It's a big secret. We'll be right back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show.
I'm just going to say it. Are you aware, sir, that many Americans believe this was very likely not a lone shooter, but a coordinated assassination attempt? Have you been getting those messages from people like I have?
I have not, sir.
You haven't? Well, there's a lot of people in this room that have been getting the same messages. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that a lot of Americans are like, this doesn't add up, this doesn't make sense, guys? How could this many things have gone wrong? Right? Like the things I pointed out, a 20-year-old kid, 150, got 150 yards of the President of the United States with an AR-15, flew a drone to conduct site surveillance, was spotted with a rangefinder ranging targets, then lost. had advanced explosive devices on him with no military training. Nobody was placed in the most obvious spot to conduct counter sniper operations. I was the sniper in the SEAL team's colonel. As soon as I got out of the SUV and I saw that sniper, that water tower, I was like, that's exactly where I'd be. Put me right there. So obvious. After partisan attempts to bankrupt him, imprison him for 750 years and countless depictions as a modern day Hitler, are you surprised, sir, that a lot of Americans are like, maybe there's more to this story?
I wouldn't begin to speculate about what the American people think, sir.
Colonel, did your team make entry and conduct investigation at the suspect's home prior to this shooting?
Excuse me, sir. I've asked that question.
Did your team make entry and conduct any investigation at the suspect's home?
I believe we had people that participated in that securing of it. There were bomb assets that we provided.
Mr. Chairman, can I have 30 more seconds?
Yeah, I'm letting everybody come.
Okay.
On the night of, since then, none.
Did you get any reports from any of your agents of anything fishy at the home?
I was briefed on.
Was there any silverware found in the home or trash?
I have nothing in the briefing that I was given.
Was it extremely clean, almost like a medical lab? Were you given any of those reports?
I was not given any of those details, sir.
Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Interesting.
They didn't kill Trump 11 days ago. Now they are in full, complete panic mode. They will try again and again and again, as our earlier guest said here on air. All right, I wanted to get her fellow Texan up here to Austin from outside Houston. She's going to host the fourth hour today, but I wanted to get her on. Plus, she's a great sponsor. So before I get into all the news, the analysis with Dr. Stella Emanuel, medical doctor, I just want to up front plug her products because everybody needs them on the shelf. Plus, they support the broadcast. They're the very best out there. And whether it's prescriptions you can call, they've got those people can do all that, or whether it is high-quality supplements, they've got it. So you didn't come here to do this, but up front, you're keeping the show on air. Plus, these are great products people need. Incredible products people need to buy from you. They need to support you, whether it's telemedicine or whether it's supplements. You've got it all at the website that everybody should visit right now, Dr. Stella.
MD.com.
Dr. That's right, MD.com. As in star. Dr. Stella, StellaMD.com. Dr. StellaMD.com. Promo code Alex for a discount. But you're keeping us on air. Plus, everybody should have this stuff, what's going on with the bird flu and all the hype, ready to go. So let's do a plug before we get into the news and Trump and the assassination and the Bible and everything that's happening. Let's do a plug, because I got to make you do this, because you're a great sponsor up front. Tell us about the telemedicine, that's one part of it, and all the great things you've got for folks ready, and then also the supplements and how they get those.
Yeah, with telemedicine, I say this everywhere I go. I've been saying this for the past 4 years. Everybody needs to have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in their medicine cabinet. As I'm speaking, people call me all the time. Dr. Stella, come get me out of the hospital. Oh, Dr. Stella, I need ivermectin today. I mean, I get that call. I get those texts. I get the emails every day. I'm sick. My brother is sick. My uncle is sick. I need ivermectin right now. I need hydroxychloroquine right now. We cannot get it to you right now. So one of the things I
can 100% the COVID people, and all that's back. It's
yes,
going
we
on.
we have the summer one called FLIRT. You can actually Google it. FLIRT. There's a, I mean, Biden.
Yeah,
just
FLIRT hits
COVID.
Houston, where you're at.
Yes,
you told me a month ago. Hey, we're seeing a lot of cases. Yes. 2 weeks later, it was in the news.
Yes, we're seeing cases right now of people that are getting sick. So don't sit down and say, oh,
and by the way, viruses don't usually hit in the summer. Explain that. Record level in Houston and other Texas cities of FLIRT.
Yes.
This is obviously made up. I mean,
yes,
it's
viruses
real.
They don't usually hit in the summer. Viruses, the flu and all those things, RSV, they're usually something that happens in the fall and in the winter. But somehow they have this virus coming in the summer. So they have this COVID strain called FLIRT. And people are getting sick. We're seeing more sick patients. So I'm just telling you, the American people, don't wait till you get sick. Don't wait till you become desperate.
Yeah, don't wait till the Bill Gates virus
yes,
hits you.
Yes, because it is better treated early. So that's why I've been screaming from the rooftop for the past, 4 years. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet.
And you, day one, came out as one of the first doctors at press conferences in Congress. You've been vindicated.
Yes, and guess what? You cannot call it into Walgreens, Walmart, whatever. They're not even going to fill it. So
it turned out, like you said, they paid $2 billion to Walgreens and, yes, and to CVS to not fill it.
To not fill it, yes. So what we did years ago in 2021 when Delta was ravaging the nation, we got involved with mom-and-pop pharmacies all over the nation that will ship this medication to you. We have doctors all over the nation in all 50 states, mom-and-pop pharmacies in all 50 states that can give you hydroxychloroquine ivermectin if you do a telemedicine appointment on our website, drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, and use promo code Alex so that you can get a discount. This is what I'm telling you right now. If you wait till you get sick and you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. Don't wait till your family, your children or something. Don't do that. So just please, right now.
And they did it on purpose. They wouldn't give people help until they got really sick.
Do you know, Alex, 2 weeks ago, there's an article that came out saying that the AG of New York wants to ban ivermectin. They don't
I saw that.
Yes. So remember that they don't want you to get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. It doesn't just work only for COVID. You know, in the next segment, I'm going to be talking about some other viruses that are around, like dengue, like, you know, monkeypox, all those things. They are all sensitive to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and you need to have it in your medicine cabinet. So that's what I'm telling the American people. If you go on our website to a telemedicine appointment, we're going to take all your medical record, look at your prescriptions, look at everything that you're on, and they will prescribe it, and the pharmacy will ship it to you. So it might take 4 or 5 days to get to you. What if you wait till you're sick? What if there's a
And that's one arm. Then you've got the best supplements out there separately you get right away.
Yes. What if there's a cyber attack and you can't reach us? You know that I was
when you were on last week, you were shut down because of cyber attack.
Yes, I was shut down because I was supposed to actually be in Nigeria right now, but there was a cyber attack and all the airlines were shut down and I couldn't travel. So it was like I couldn't travel till like almost 4 or 5 days. So this is something that is crazy, and it's very important that people are prepared. And I say this because I deal with this all the time, and my heart just breaks when people are like really, really sick and they are really desperate and I can't help them, you know.
But explain what happened. They denied the first care, even though they knew the treatment, which has all been admitted in court, Congress, studies. The hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they block it because if you get it early, you're fine. But if you get it late with the new viruses they admit Bill Gates cooked up, then you got a problem.
If you go, there's a website called C19HCQ.com that you see, .org, C19HCQ.com, .org, that you will see studies, or IVM, C19.org. You will see hundreds and hundreds of studies that show that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. I'm going to show it later. But so.
But they've now admitted in federal court it works. They now admit they were wrong.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we want you to do is that we need you to get zinc into your system. I'm going to talk a little bit more about zinc and its effect on viruses later. You need to get zinc into your system, but zinc cannot enter the cell. So zinc needs an iron offer or a zinc transport system. That's one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. So to build your immunity or for immune support, I always tell people, get something that can carry zinc into your cell. That's why we have Covivites. Covivites has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. Quercetin is a zinc iron offer. So if you get it and take it on a daily basis, you improve your chances of getting sick.
And let's be clear. Since I said it, I want the crew to find out. I showed this one earlier. It came out 2 months ago. AP, Reuters, everywhere. Federal government was the headline. Federal government paid CVS Walgreens not to prescribe ivermectin hydroxychloroquine. They paid them $2 billion.
Yes.
Up front, were ready, knowing it was the answer to block it. That's why they wouldn't fulfill it, but you did. I think of the premeditated evil.
Yes, it's great evil. And let me tell you something. You know, if they do some of these things so that doctors can just be terrified, like look at what the AG of New York is doing. They don't have jurisdiction over doctors prescribing medicines. Once a medication has been approved in this country, any doctor
can use it. Yeah, who made Leticia James our doctor?
Anybody can use it off-label for anything. As long as you give the patient informed consent. But if they come out and said, we're going to ban doctors from prescribing hydroxychloroquine, it's just going to terrify a lot of doctors that are scared of their license and they're not bold, and they will stop doing it. Instead of fighting back and said, you don't have jurisdiction over me, the CDC, the FDA, they don't have jurisdiction over me to tell me what I prescribe once the medication has been approved. The second thing that we did that I want everybody, we put together what I call 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency, because things are so crazy. If something happens, what would you do if you have a throat infection, chest infection, urine infection? So we put together a package, 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency, if you need to travel abroad, if you're locked down. So you can get that and be able to have this in your medicine cabinet. Not for you to use.
Now, this is a no-brainer. It supports the broadcast, but it's secondary. Everybody stockpile this. It lasts for years. It's a win-win. It's, and you've got the best prices ready to go. Mm-hmm. People need to keep us on air and get ready and have this.
And you, let me tell you what, one thing else. If you have, there are people that got their ivermectin stock up 2 years ago, and they're sending us messages that, oh, it's expired. Don't worry about it. They did a study in the military, and they found out that medicines are usually good 5 to 7 years after the expiration date on the bottle. So do not throw away your medicines. Kind of keep it, because, you know, keep your pills. Just
I saw the studies. At first, they're maximum, but over like 5 years, maybe you lose 10% effect. It's still good.
But it's still very good. So don't throw away your medicines. It works. It's going to continue to work for years after the expiration date. So I'm just telling the American people, please be prepared. Don't be scared. Don't wait till something.
Well, they're back on the news saying bird flu. They're back on the news saying all this.
Bird flu, Zika, dengue. There are all kinds of viruses, especially with the border being open. Everything is coming in that America didn't used to have. Like right now in the Americas, they've had like almost 230% increase in what they call dengue fever. Dengue fever is caused by mosquitoes. It's not even supposed to be around here. You know what I'm saying? But people are getting dengue fever.
Is that part of Bill Gates spraying billions of mosquitoes out?
I think so. It's part of all the mosquito, GMO mosquito things going on. And also part of the open borders with things just coming in, people not being screened properly. When we came into this country, we were screened. You had to go through all kinds of medical screening to come in. So if you can just jump through the border, you can bring diseases from every country. That is why countries have borders, so that diseases are not spread both in animals, both in plants, so things are just passing through because of our porous border. So that is why I'm telling the American people, be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Number one, get 7 if you're going to get 3 things from our website, get 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. The second thing you need to get is the COVID complete pack, where you have hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, Z-Pack, and a home-held nebulizer. I brought that nebulizer. Look at this.
Oh, when I had COVID, and I was 48 when I got it. I'm tough.
Look at this.
I get sick like every 5 years. This was like a gorilla on my chest. But people need to understand, with the collapse, and we hope we fix it, but everybody should stockpile antibiotics. You've got them at the lowest price. Everybody. It's a no-brainer. Yeah, we want to fund the show. Yes, we want to make money to stay on air and fight the globalists. So I'm selling stuff I believe in. I go out and say, what is the best thing to sell that I want, that I think is the best? And exactly, in this crazy world, people should be stockpiling everything you've got right now.
Look at this. This is the handheld nebulizer.
Let me see it. What are you nebulizing here?
It's a nebulizer. That's what you use to
do. Is that water or budesonide right now?
No, that's just water in it. But that's what you use for.
I want some budesonide. Mm.
Yeah. It's water, Alex. It's not budesonide.
No, but when I couldn't breathe, man, yes. I got one of these and it was so good.
But you know what's beautiful?
The one I had plugged in the wall, though, like you said, even the power goes out. This works.
Yes, this works because you can charge this with a power bank. You just have, you know, so it's a cute little home-held nebulizer that if you don't have power, if the grid goes down, you still have a nebulizer.
By the way, when the COVID was in full speed 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they were selling those for $1,000 a piece.
This is so cute. This is part of our COVID complete pack. Isn't that cute?
Well, what's cute is being able to breathe.
Yeah, okay, good. So if you get the COVID complete pack, it comes with a handheld nebulizer, which you can charge with the power bank, because we give you the budesonide and everything, so that way it covers about everything that you need. So that's what I'm saying. American people, just please listen to me. Don't wait till you get sick. I get the calls all the time. It hurts my soul when that happens. You don't need to die. You don't need to be scared of any of these viruses. Most of these viruses are sensitive to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, with a supplement like Covivites that can actually be able to cover a lot of the viruses that you're dealing with. So don't wait till you get sick. We're seeing.
And for information, you've got the, right now. You've got the, that for with steroids.
Yes. So this is for the budesonide. You know, it's part of the COVID, and this thing is part of the COVID complete pack. So we'll give you hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, Z-Pack, you know what I'm saying, and Covivites, And
so
of
people
course,
go to Dr. Stella.
They
go to drstellamd.com, and what packs do they get to get all this at once?
Yeah, they get the COVID complete pack. It has the nebulizer. It has the hydrox. It has everything you will need if you get COVID or if you get Zika. If you get
and you better get extra for your friends and family. I can't tell you 3 years ago when I finally got the word, save my dad and Rob doing a bunch of people, I bought dozens of these packs from you and medical doctors locally, and we couldn't even get them at first.
Yes.
But it turned people around so quick. I mean, this is so obvious.
I mean, it. A day or two. Alex, I haven't had people sneeze on me, cough on me or whatever. When my family gets to get onto my house, I've not gotten sick because I take my supplements and I take weekly hydroxychloroquine. When we were growing up, they used to call it Sunday medicine. So I take Sunday medicine. You know, some people take ivermectin, some people take hydroxychloroquine.
So you grew up in Africa. Tell people, and this was already done, and Africa had the lowest level of COVID and the lowest level of vaccine uptake.
Yes.
Because you said they already take ivermectin.
Yes, they take hydroxychloroquine and all these different chloroquines, chamoquine, flavoquine. You know, COVID hit Africa the same time where it hit the whole world. But guess what? Sub-Saharan Africa had the lowest COVID there, the lowest vaccine uptake. Why? Because when people were going,
it was way. It was like 3% even got it or something.
Yes, no, and that 3% was actually in South Africa, because in South Africa, hydroxychloroquine, chamoquine is not over the counter.
Even mainstream media asks, why is Africa immune?
Because
we've already been through it.
Because the medicine is over the counter. If you get, you see, signs of malaria where you feel.
So Africa already knows the drugs at work.
Yeah, no, it's not that. The thing is that when you have malaria, you get cough, runny nose, achy and everything. You just go over the counter and buy malaria medicine. So COVID has like the same symptoms like malaria. So when people got up and they cough and everything, they just went and bought malaria medicine. And
so they already know because
it knocked out the COVID.
Why does it work for malaria and COVID?
Because the same hydroxychloroquine that works for malaria also works for COVID. They were not trying to treat COVID. They just thought they had malaria.
No, but I just saw the headlines. Why is Africa immune from COVID?
And they don't, scientists should know that, but I don't know what's wrong with people. Anyway, they don't want to know that. So you cannot even social distance in the slums of Ajegunle or in Lagos, but people survive. Why? Because malaria medicine like chamoquine, flavoquine, chloroquine, it is over the counter. So when people got achy and runny nose and fever, they just went over the counter
and it worked
and bought medicine for malaria, and it knocked out the COVID. They were not trying to treat COVID.
No, it's a fact, guys. Try to pull the headline. I should tell you before headline. Why is Africa immune to COVID? Or Africa lowest level of COVID? They admitted that.
Yes, and guess what?
Yeah, there it is. Africa's COVID immunity is a medical mystery as mortality rates fall below early pandemic projections.
It is not even a medical mystery. They're very stupid. You know, the greatest number of deaths that happened in Africa in COVID was in South Africa. Because in South Africa, they don't have malaria medicines over the counter because they don't have malaria. South Africa is not in the tropics. So they don't have malaria. Yes, it's right. So South Africa, the greatest number of COVID deaths, over 60% of the COVID deaths that happened in the whole of Africa was in South Africa. But the rest, sub-Saharan Africa, where malaria is endemic, people did not die from COVID. They didn't take the vaccine. COVID was really not a big deal. But they destroyed economies. They locked down the place. They made people lose money, lose family. They locked up for something that did not even affect the nation. So scientists are saying it's a medical mystery. Come on, ask, what is it there? If we've been talking about hydroxychloroquine and talking about ivermectin, which they use there, where they use there for like a dewormer, and you see that people in this region that have this thing over the counter are not having the disease.
And the point is, Bill Gates has paid for these synthetic viruses. He's going to launch them again.
Mm-hmm.
And they know if you don't have the basic building blocks, you're susceptible. But if you do, So what else do you do to protect yourself from the stuff they're cooking up?
So I would say the first thing is, get your hydroxychloroquine.
Look, the pandemic appears to have spared Africa so far. Science magazine. Science is struggling to explain why.
Come on, let me explain it to you guys that are struggling. Africa has malaria and they have the medications that we've been talking about over the counter. That's why. So it's no brainer.
That's how you were probably one of the, other than Zelenko, were the first doctors to go public 4 years ago.
Yeah. Because when they say people like hydroxychloroquine, what if I'm pregnant? What if I'm a child? Hydroxychloroquine is so safe that people that from babies all the way to 90s can take it. Ivermectin is
all
so
it does
safe
is push
from
zinc,
babies
right?
All the way to 90. No. It does push zinc. But it also stops viral replication. It stops viral uptake. It has anti-inflammatory. It has many other things. But it also is also an iono for that opens zinc channels. So wow. It's good.
So again, because you're going to come back and preach and cover news the next hour, but you're a big sponsor. You help keep us on air. Plus, everybody needs this. I mean, it's a no-brainer for me. I promote a high-quality water filter at the lowest price. That's the highest rated. I promote stuff like turmeric. Everybody knows that works. I sell stuff that's going to work for you because that's how I operate. I want you to get a great response, come back. Mm-hmm. But you've got, whether it's prescriptions or whether it's supplements, mm-hmm. some of the great stuff out there. How do they contact you? What do they call? What do they do?
If you go on drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, you make a telemedicine appointment. It's just like a doctor's appointment. You make a telemedicine appointment. You enter all your
medical records. It is a doctor's appointment.
Yes, it's a doctor's appointment. One of our nurses will call you, go through your records and everything. So when we finish, you know, our NPs and doctors, they will call you, the nurses will call you. They'll go through all your records. Then they will send your prescriptions to the pharmacy. And then the pharmacy will ship it to your house. So you bypass all these mainstream pharmacies that don't want to take care of the American people. And that's the beautiful thing. When we're able to hook up our mom and pop pharmacies, I always give them kudos for being able to join me to take care of the American people.
And Trump got a law passed allowing that. Mm-hmm. Something good he did.
Yes, yes. And you know what? Till today, Alex, all these mainstream pharmacies will still not feel hydroxychloroquine. It will still not feel ivermectin till today.
Well, stockpile it now at
yes.
drstellamd.com. Promo code Alex for discount. Go there now. You're a great sponsor.
And for
now,
all your family members, yeah.
Shifting gears, what are you going to cover next hour, and what do you make of Trump surviving the assassination?
I think that's a protection from the Lord. You know, when God calls people, he protects them. But this is what I want to tell people. Right now, everybody, people are kind of scared because they are thinking, well, they're going to try it again. I'm saying that we as Christians, we as the American people, it is up to us to protect him spiritually. That assassination was prevented by, I'm telling you, it was an angel that moved his head. There is no other way, there is no other reason for him to be alive than what I call divine protection. So this is what I will say. You and I, we have the responsibility to continue to pray for divine protection over our president, over his family, and over everybody that is fighting this battle in the front line. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 45 that our tongue is a pen of a ready writer. That means when we speak, it's like we're writing in the spirit. So you and I, the power of life and death is in your tongue. So instead of you being scared like, well, they're going to assassinate him again, what you should be saying is that God is going to protect Trump.
It's like the old Egyptians even said it before. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Yeah, so we speak over his life, build a wall of protection around him. Join us. If you go on my Twitter handle, we have a prayer meeting every Sunday at 8 p.m. We've been doing it since February. We're praying for protection. We're praying for divine covering around him, around our election. We're praying for God to set confusion in the camp of the enemy. And we are seeing it come to pass. So do not be afraid, because you see, when you start getting fearful, you start speaking like things that can, you start speaking death into the situation. But when you have faith and realize that God is still on the throne, and when God calls people, he anoints them, he covers them, he protects them. But he
is. So you're saying if we pray for Trump, the bullets will miss again.
Yes. You need to pray for him, cover him. Alex, how do you think I've survived all this while? I mean, doctors in my caliber, some have lost their license, some have lost their lives, some have lost. I have survived because I'm a prayer warrior. Because we pray for God's will to be done. The Bible says, in fact, even the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God called this man, and regardless of what you people think about it, if God did not call and anoint Trump, he would not be standing right now. Everything he has survived shows that there's a call, that it was a supernatural
Everything
call.
Fails.
Everything he has survived, yes.
Everything fails.
Everything fails.
It's like an icebreaker. They can't stop him.
From 2016 that he came out, it's like things just roll off him like pouring water on a duck's back. So you should know that there is a divine mandate upon his life and divine protection. Regardless of his own issues, he's not perfect. I'm not talking about that.
But he's been chosen as the instrument.
Yes, many people that God called in the Bible were never perfect and they all had issues. You and I are not perfect. We all have issues, but it doesn't stop God from using us. So if God decided that I'm going to use this man for such a time as this, it is our duty to protect him, to pray over him and cover him. So that's what I'm saying.
All right, you're taking over in the fourth hour. The Owen Schroyer in 1 hour. Dr. Stella takes over. Dr. Stella Emanuel right now. Stay with us.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD.
Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
You ready to go? All right. So right now I'm actually hosting this next hour, and I'm going to talk about Bible, science, and current events. So I'm Dr. Stella Emanuel, and host of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is exciting. And guess what? So who am I? I am a woman of God. I always say that my greatest job is an intercessor for the nations. And then being a doctor and a businesswoman is kind of like my side hustle. So, you know, when I came out in 2020, everybody was like, how do you combine all this Christian stuff with science? I said, well, that's just who I am, because, you know, God saved my life and brought me to a situation like this, and, you know, for such a time as this. So let's get into it. So one of the things that I want to talk about today is, I believe that we're in a spiritual battle, and I'm sure that a lot of people know that. This spiritual battle that we're fighting, I believe that we're not just dealing with people that are demon-possessed. I actually believe that we're dealing with demonic entities in human form. And if we don't know that, we tend to look at people and think that, you know, what they are doing is, or they are just making mistakes. But I believe we're dealing with demonic entities in human form. There are several scriptures that kind of talk about this, but I want you to look, you know, play the video that the first video with Yuval Harari Noah that has like a minute, and you see what he said about, you know, what we're going to be dealing with in this time. So I want you to see that, and then I'm going to break what the Bible says about this entities that we're dealing with, so that you know the battle that you're fighting and you're able to fight it strong and spiritual and know what we're standing for. So just let's get that video with Yuval Harari Noah. You're going to get it.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means in effect a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
We have the fantasy that we can split off.
Yeah, I think the future belongs to techno-religions. I mean, the big religions, the important religions of the 21st century are more likely to emerge from Silicon Valley than they are from the Middle East or from Afghanistan or Syria or any of these places. The main products will not be textiles and vehicles and things like that. They will be bodies and brains and minds. The main products of the 21st century are likely to be bodies and brains and minds. You don't have any answer in the Bible what to do when humans are no longer useful to the economy. You need completely new ideologies, completely new religions, and they are likely to emerge from Silicon Valley or from Bangalore and not from the Middle East. And they are likely to give people visions based on technology. Everything that the old religions promised, happiness and justice and even eternal life, but here on earth with the help of technology and not after death with the help of some supernatural being.
All right. I wanted you guys to watch that video because sometimes it's good to see what the people are saying. You know, in 2011, 2012, when we really started, that's kind of when God started really dealing with me with all the things that we're dealing with now and showed me that we're dealing with human, demonic entities in human form. And so that's what, if you read in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 2, verse 42 to 44, and you can open it and look at it. What happened in this scripture? Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, saw this vision, and in this vision, there was like a tall image that they had the head of gold, breastplate of silver, gold, silver.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I just played a video with Yuval Harari Noah telling us that that what we're going to have in the 21st century is going to be bodies and minds and brains. So I want us to look at some things in the scripture and look at what other things that these demons are talking about. If you read in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 42 to 43, this was talking about the fourth kingdom, and you also hear them talk about the fourth industrial revolution. It says here that, and whereas as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of this king shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So what we're saying here that in this last kingdom, in these last days, we're going to have a mingling of seed. We're going to have iron mixed with clay. Iron being, you know, AI, being a Nephilim, so whatever, and clay being human beings. Why? Because God created us humans out of clay. So you hear Yuval Noah saying that in these last days, they're going to be selling bodies and minds and everything. And you hear also, they'll talk about, you know, being able to download your brain. Elon Musk is producing what they call, you know, the neural link where they can download your brain and put in a body. And if you die, they can replace your body and then you can live forever. I'm just saying that we're dealing with serious demonic entities right now, and people need to know that. If you read in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 13, I will read this, verse 14. It says that, and I think this is talking about cloning. Revelation 13, verse 14 to 15, it says this. And he deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, an image to the beast, an image to the beast. And I think image here is probably cloning, which had this, was wounded by the sword and did live. They say he has power to give breath, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast would speak and cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So what they are saying here, that the image of the beast, they will be able to create images. Why is this a deception? Okay, let's take for example, like somebody like Bill Gates, if he's still human. Let's say that the devil comes to Bill Gates and say, Bill Gates, listen, you're going to live forever. You're not going to die. If you can just download your brain and put inside some Neuralink or some Optimus, and then if you die, we will clone you, produce your body, and then we'll put your brain back, and you will live forever. That is the deception. Why do we call that a deception? It says that he would deceive them that dwell on the earth. Why do we call it a deception? Because the devil is deceiving these elites, telling them that they will live forever, telling them that when they die, they will download their brains. Then they will clone them and put their brains back in. And that is the big deception, because yes, they will die. But when they die, they will go to hell. Yes, they will clone them. When they clone them, what is going to live inside of them is a demonic spirit. And that is why some of these people are so demonic, so crazy, because it is actually demonic spirit in human form. Let's read that scripture again and put it together. He said he deceives them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them, Bill Gates, saying to them, Klaus Schwab, that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image, a clone, unto the beast, which was wounded by the sword and did live. He had power, the devil has power, to give breath, to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast will be able to speak and will cause as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So I'm just saying this because, you know, like during COVID, we had this like really demonic high-ranking doctors that would just let people die. And you're wondering, how could a doctor that swore to protect life, why are they allowing people to die? I would put it that some of the people at the top of the echelon that were running these hospitals were probably what I would call the Nephilims, or what I would call this demonic spirit in human form. And they are the ones that will insist and allow people to die. They are the ones that will insist and stop us from prescribing medicine that can keep people alive. They are the ones that will do crazy things that will hurt children. If you think about some of the crazy things that are happening in our time, just imagine something as evil as putting mask on little two-year-olds in daycare while they are trying to pull it out of their mouth and just traumatizing these children, or having a three-year-old come to daycare or a five-year-old and then they swap them, and then if you get sick, you have to go home and these children are scared that they're gonna die. The trauma over the nation, the trauma over the world, over our children was just too much, was something that was not humanly possible. Recently, of course, you will hear people like, Dr. Fauci. I don't even think Dr. Fauci is human. If you just hear him talk, he sounds like many, like what they call it, legions or something. You know, so I would probably like to check his DNA or check his urine sample to make sure he's still human. Because the things that he's doing is so evil that human beings, a regular human being, I don't think can be that evil. So there are evil people living among us that are not human. These are demonic spirits in human form. That is why I said, if you look at it in the Bible, it talks about it in Daniel chapter 2, verse 20, 42 to 44, that the last kingdom, there will be a mingling of seed. There will be clay mixed with iron. Why am I saying this? I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this to show you that as a child of God, what we're dealing with is demonic. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, every demon bows. Not because I'm not scared of those demons, but when you realize that what you're dealing with is not just human beings, then you start learning to use your authority as a child of God to challenge these demons. You know, in 2012, when the Lord really showed me this vision about these demons, we had done a 100-day prayer program, and we had just prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, praying for the nation, praying for revival, praying for God to touch our nation. And on day 99, I had this crazy dream. I saw these people come into our compound, and you know, they were looking like buff and everything, you know, with dark glasses. And because I had been praying for 99 days in the spirit, I was like Rambo. So I was just beating them, punching them, throwing them around, knocking them around in the dream. And they stopped and told me that, listen, you cannot kill us. We're genetically modified human beings. It is not our time yet. When it's our time, we will manifest. And then I had another dream later when the Lord showed me, I could see people walking around. Some people were human, some people were not human. And the human beings did not realize that the other people that were walking around with them were not human. It's like I would see a crowd of people and the three or four people would be human and the other ones would be, you know, demons and stuff. Or I would see people in hotels, swimming pools, swimming. Some of them would be mermaids and some of them would be humans. And nobody seemed to think that he was crazy. So, and just about that time, the Lord showed me this. I was like, God, what is this? That is when I started calling. I said, if I see something in the dream, I need to see it in scripture. So I started preaching about it. I started talking about it, that there are aliens among us. Everybody called me crazy. Now, I'm sure all of you believe that there are aliens among us because these people cannot be this evil. And now they are not hiding it anymore. It's out in the open. Yuval Noah is telling us that, you know, that they have bodies. They can download our brains. This is just normal. So right now, they are not hiding it anymore. Now, when I had that vision or that dream, I went online kind of looking at stuff and I found this movie. And if you can pull up the clip of this movie called They Live. It's just like the shot, you know, where there was this movie, They Live, by John Carpenter. It was a movie that was done way in the 80s. If you can pull up the clip, just play like the maybe 1 minute clip of that. It was like you could see people walking around and some of them had, you know, if you put dark glasses, you could see the ones that are human and non-human. So when I saw that movie, I was like, oh my God, this is what I saw in my dream. This is what I've been seeing in my dream. So if you can pull that movie and just play it for us so that we can see it, so that people can realize that what we're dealing with is really, really demonic. And then you can understand your authority on how to fight. How long is this segment?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
in this movie, it was like this guy will put on dark glasses. Once he puts on dark glasses, he would be able to see what is beneath everything that we're looking at, like all the billboards and the magazines and everything. So on the surface, it would just look like a magazine, but subliminally under it, it's like obey, stay asleep, don't watch TV, reproduce, don't question authority and stuff like that. And sometimes I believe that these subliminal messages are really in everything that we do, and that has that kind of like made people just kind of fall asleep and not question authority. But thank God for President Trump, because when Trump got here in 2016, he kind of started challenging some of this stuff and we woke up. So you can see he puts the glasses, he takes off the glasses and he's a human being. He puts the glasses back and he's a demon. So I would call that discernment. If you get discernment, and I'm sure that there are a lot of people that have had discernment of being able to, like, the Lord will show them in the spirit that, you know, they are discerning things that are not human. And I'm not saying this, like I said, to scare people. I'm just saying this to show you what we're really dealing with, and also show you that we do have authority over it. We have authority over the works of the devil. So at that time, these things told me that, you know, it is not our time yet. That when it's our time, we will manifest. That, you know, there are many of us around. When it's our time, we will manifest. So I was like, he said, you can't kill me. So I've always kind of been worried about the fact that this demon said I could not kill them. So I've been praying and saying, okay, God, how do we handle this? Then I found out that whenever I would go through fasting and prayer and everything, I have challenged these demons in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? I would just blow them up in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, destroy them. And I will watch these Nephilims and I watch these demons get blown up in the spirit. So I'm telling you as a Christian, as a child of God, that you have authority over the works of God's hands. And the reason why we're going through some of these things is because you and I have failed to establish that authority. So remember that in the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every demon bows, every Nephilim bows, every sickness bows, and start speaking that authority. So if you understand the depth of the demonic that we're dealing with, also understand the level of your authority. If you give your life to Jesus, and as I'm saying this, if you're listening to me and you've not made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you can stop right now and just pray. And just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Become the Lord of my life and my personal Savior. You know, clean me up and use me for your glory. You can pray that prayer right now and Jesus will come into your heart. The Holy Spirit will come into your heart and you will gain back the authority that you lost. Why am I saying this? There are a lot of patriots that are fighting this battle. They know it's a spiritual battle, but they really cannot understand how to fight and be victorious. So if you know that you're fighting spiritual forces, you learn your authority, then you realize that God has given you and I power. The Bible says in Luke 10:19 that we've been given authority over we'll be given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the works of darkness, and nothing should be able to hurt us. So I think in this segment, I really just want to restore every one of us back to the authority that Jesus got from us from the cross. And when you have that authority, then you can challenge these demons. If more Christians could just stand in their authority, these demons would bow. You know, and I'm glad that patriots are waking up, we're fighting, we're resisting, we're saying no, we will not comply. But I just want you to take it to the next level where you're not just talking about we will not comply in the physical. You're talking also addressing these spiritual beings and saying no. The earth was given to the sons of man. The earth was not given to demons, not to Nephilims, not to fallen angels. It was given to us, and I will stand and establish my authority here on this earth. And no, you cannot take over my family. You cannot take over my city. You cannot take over my government. No, you cannot do it. And if more Christians, more human beings would stand in that level of authority, then we'll be able to push this darkness back. So that is kind of why I'm bringing this together. We're dealing with deep demonic forces. Everything in this world is spiritual. You're going to serve one power or another. If you want to rise up to high levels in the world, you're going to have to either serve the power of God or the power of the devil. And since a lot of us do not want to serve the devil, you cannot stand in the middle. You have to be intentional. You cannot just think it. You cannot just assume it. You have to be very intentional about your authority. You have to be very intentional about bringing the kingdom of God right here on earth. So that's what I want to get across you today. I know there are a lot of you listening to me. You know God has a hand upon your life. God has been calling you to work for him. God has been calling you to do stuff, and you've just kind of been lazing out there, maybe living in sin, living in iniquity, smoking, drinking, and doing all this stuff. And because of that, you've given the devil right to harass your life. You see, the word of God says if you break the hedge, the snake will bite. So if you're opening doors in your life, if you're living in sin, if you're not obeying God, you're not reading the word of God, you're going to give room for the devil to harass you. But if you now stop and said, no, I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I walk in that authority. I always say it like this. Imagine that if you like, let's just take like imagine that during the time of the Iraq war, where there were insurgents everywhere, that you left here as an American soldier, you went to Iraq, and instead of you hanging in the American team, you go and start hanging around with the insurgents. They're going to kill you. So one of the reasons why a lot of us are suffering, a lot of patriots, a lot of Christians are suffering, is because we're still hanging out with the insurgents, which is the devil. Remember, in the days of Moses, Moses left the court of Pharaoh and went to kill an Egyptian. Yes, it was a call upon his life. He felt it. So he went to do it. But he was still living in Pharaoh's court. So as long as you're still living in the devil's camp, when I mean by living in the devil's camp, that means you're still living in sin. You're still living in iniquity. You're still disobeying God. Once you're still doing that, then you start giving the devil right over your life. When human beings fall into sin and iniquity and do evil stuff, you give the devil right to interfere with our world. But at the same token, when human beings decide to choose righteousness, to choose the word of God, to choose to walk with the Holy Spirit, then we start giving God authority to intervene in our lives. The reason our world is so crazy is because the prevailing priesthood is the priesthood of the devil. What I mean by the prevailing priesthood, you and I are the only ones that have been given authority over this earth. God will not interfere in the things of the world except a human being speaks. The devil will not interfere with the things of the world except a human being speaks. But what happens when the human beings that are supposed to be bringing this authority down are instead sinning and doing all kinds of stuff or just not speaking? You see, if you delegate your authority or you leave your authority without enforcing it, the devil is going to use it. So my lesson for you today is that you need to wake up, read the Bible, read the word of God, and start exercising your authority as a person that was given custody of our world. You and I have been given custody of our planet. In the spiritual realm, before anything happens in the physical, it is settled in the spirit. All of you that are scared that they're going to assassinate Trump, if they assassinate Trump, it is because you and I have not stood and spoken as people that are given authority. If you and I pray, if we cover him in the blood, if we surround him with fire, we command angels to protect him. The Bible says the angels of God, they encamp around about those that fear God to deliver them. It's like being a minister of reconciliation. You hold on to God as an intercessor, and then you hold on to the person. And that is the same principle interceding for your family, for your children, for the nation, for anything. You have to stand in the gap and say, no, not on my watch, devil. And you cover the person in the spirit. And I'm just begging, pleading to all of you, join us on this Twitter space that we do every Sunday night at 8 p.m. If you follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Stella_Emmanuel. We usually will post it where you can join us to pray for the nation, pray for the election, pray for President Trump. We are seeing the prayers that we've been praying since March. We are seeing it come to pass. And on a daily basis, learn to speak. The Bible says in Psalm 45 verse 1 that our tongue is the pen of a ready writer. That means whatever we speak, it's written in the spirit. And when we speak, it is written and then it comes to pass. So if you and I start speaking life, speaking protection, speaking peace over this nation, speaking revival, speaking thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, then we have a fighting chance. So my brothers and sisters, fellow human beings and, you know, men and women of God and children of God, wake up, rise up, take authority and be one of those that will stand and declare God's will in your life, in your family, in this nation. And when we declare God's will, it will come to pass. That way you will not be afraid. You're not going to be sitting around, well, they're going to do this to me. No, you speak it. Imagine if all of us on a daily basis just stop and take a minute or two and begin to speak revival over the nation. Begin to speak, say, Father, let your will be done in this nation. Let your will be done in the election. Begin to set confusion in the camp of the enemy. Begin to ask that God would arise and let our enemies scatter. And guess what? When you speak, use scripture. If you go to my website, my ministry website is called firepowerministry.org, firepowerministry.org. If you look on the sidebar, there are prayers on about every situation that you're dealing with. So that way, if you need prayer, you just load up and you begin to pray. And, you know, there are people that don't understand how to pray yet. So we have the prayers written out for you with scriptures, you know, that you can just decree it. And then we have, you know, monthly programs that we do where we teach people how to pray. We teach people how to fast. We also do deliverance. We help you to break the power of the devil over your life so that you and I can become people that are called in this time to stand and you know, to stand in the gap and to become good custodians of this world that God has given to us and not allow these demons to take over. Anyway, I'm going to be coming back soon. Talk more about, like I say, Bible science and current events. We're going to be coming back, talk more about Bible, talk about science, talk about current events, talk about some of the diseases that are coming out. And you know what? See you soon.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me.
right now. We are one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're back. In the last segment, we're really just talking about the spiritual war that we're in. And, you know, I just want to pray for those that are listening to me that if you've been dealing with a lot of stuff in these past few days, in these past few months, people that are dealing with fear, people that are dealing with, of the enemy, I just want to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus to everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that the healing balm of Gilead will begin to flow right now and begin to touch people. I pray that the veil will come off your eyes, that you see the glorious light of the gospel. Lord Jesus, I pray that the blood of Jesus will be released on behalf of everyone listening to my voice right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now to the Holy of Holies. I come to the mercy seat through the blood of Jesus, and I begin to hold everyone listening right now. There's no distance in the spirit. I take their hands and I bring them right now to the mercy seat. And I say, Father, have mercy on them for every situation that they are dealing with. I pray for their families, that the peace of God will reign in their families in the name of Jesus. If you're listening to me and you've been dealing with depression and oppression and anxiety, right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, I break that anxiety over your life in the name of Jesus. Let the peace of God just flood over you right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the anointing that breaks the yoke, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the redemptive power in the blood of Jesus will flow right now through this line, through my voice right now, and begin to touch you right in your home in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, begin to heal hearts of people. There are people that are suffering, people that are hurting, people, oh God, that lost loved ones, people that have been taken down, families whose family members are locked up in jail because of J6 and all kinds of demonic stuff that these creatures have done. Father, Lord, I just pray right now for your hand of comfort to be upon everyone listening to the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that there will be a revival fire released over our nation again. There will be a revival fire released over the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will wake up the church, wake them up, take us out of the valley of dry bones again, that people will be able to serve you and know you. And America again will be a city on the hills, a city of light, a city that will take righteousness all over the nations in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, for our nation. I pray that, Father, in your mercy, you will not let this nation go down, that you will set confusion in the camp of the enemy, that they will be exposed in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for President Trump, that your hand of protection will be upon him. Not only that, Father, that help him, Lord Jesus, counsel him, that he will put people around him that will do the right thing, people that will give him good counsel in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that this election will be according to your will, according to the will of the American people. Father, begin to expose everything that they have done for cheating, crash their computers, burn their system, that they will not be able to cheat. Let the will of the people come to pass in the name of Jesus. Right now, I just pray, Father, for just for a veil, the veil that is upon this nation to be torn open, that people's hearts would turn back to God in the name of Jesus. And you know, I like to sing. So I'm going to just sing this song for America, and then we're going to go into our next level. We cry over our nation. We cry over America. We cry over people that revival come, come, come. Revival come, come, come. Revival come. We cry over cities. We cry over families. We cry over this nation. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain, rain, rain. Holy Spirit, rain. Oh. Holy Spirit, rain. Oh. In America, rain. Oh. In our nation, rain. Oh. Spirit, rain. Oh. Oh, in America, come. Oh. In our churches, come. Oh. Oh. Holy Spirit, come, oh, Holy Spirit, come, oh, in our families, rain, 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 in our children, rain, 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 Holy Spirit, rain, oh. Father, I just pray that you will rain in the hearts of our children that are being, our children that are being programmed right now with all this demonic stuff, that you will touch their hearts. There are many parents that are crying for their children that grew up in the church, children that were brought up in the right way and they've just gone astray. I pray that you would release the angels of the living God, their ministering spirits set aside to help the heirs of salvation, that you release them right now to go forth and begin to bring our children back in the name of Jesus. And if you're listening to me, you have family, you have children, just begin to call their name and just cry out for mercy. Say God's mercy will come upon your children and the Spirit of God will go forth and bring your children back from wherever the enemy has caged them in the name of Jesus, that God will just begin to touch us again in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Anyway, thank you for that, my preaching. And I want us to kind of look about a few other things that are happening. Like I said, my segment is Bible Science and Current Events. There are many things that are happening in our time right now that I do believe that it was written in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18 says, he causes all, both small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man will be able to buy or sell, save he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So right now, and here's the wisdom, let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man, his number is 666. Right now, the word of God is telling us here that there was going to come a time that you're not going to be able to buy or sell except you get a mark. If you pick up your phone right now and you just Google digital ID, just put any nation, Cameroon, Nigeria, Congo, Mexico, America, Canada, just any nation, you will see that all nations right now are at a very advanced level in their digital ID. We're hearing about the digital currency, central bank digital currency. There's going to come a time where you're not going to be able to buy or sell without it. And there are a lot of things that are happening right now moving towards this. If you Google, Bill Gates did something called the quantum dot tattoo. The quantum dot tattoo is supposed to be something that you can inject under your skin, that can carry your vaccine record, it can carry your bank record, it can carry everything. So they have this ready already. It's called the quant. And how are they going to get people to accept this digital ID? It's going to come with disruption. So all the crazy stuff that is happening right now, they are getting ready for disruptive events. Just like they disrupted us during COVID and many people took the vaccine. It's just that unfortunately for them, God had his mercy and just came and we stood that day in front of the Supreme Court and we screamed and people started shouting like, no, you cannot take us down. But remember that. Right now, these demons, I call them demons because World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, WHO, Tedros, all of them, they are not going to give up. They are still going to try to put disruptive events. And the disruption is coming through vaccines. They're going to try to bring diseases. Right now in America, if you Google it, you're going to see something called dengue fever. Dengue fever is not even a disease that is supposed to be in America. It's, you know, it's supposed to be like, well. So right now they said there's an increase in dengue, over 230% increase in dengue. Dengue is a virus caused by, transmitted by the Aedes mosquito. It is not supposed to be endemic in America, but dengue is coming around. Zika, you know, we have bird flu. If you Google bird flu, I believe that they are actually planning bird flu. We have the bird flu conference that they are planning already in October, about 3 weeks to the election. They are planning the bird flu conference. They are making sure that they can be able to lock us down. They already have it arranged just the way that they did with the, with event 201. So they already have their event arranged. They are monitoring our sewer system right now. And if they start monitoring our sewer for bird flu, that means at any time they can just declare bird flu pandemic and then lock down cities because they found bird flu in the sewer. They started with chicken just like, I feel like we are at the cusp of what happened in 2020, you know? Just like when they started in Wuhan, you know, initially it was in a bat and then somebody ate bat soup and then from bat soup it went to human beings, you know, and then very soon there was, you know, the first patient in Seattle, Washington, and 2-3 months later were in lockdown. I believe that they are creating these disruptive events. So bird flu, they are planning it. We have the COVID virus too, that is, it's already around the fleet version. And then of course we have things like dengue, we have Zika. So they just have a whole bunch of stuff that they are planning. And not just in America, kind of all over the world. The other thing that they are doing is disrupting our food supply. So think about it with bird flu. They are killing chickens all over the country. They are killing chickens in Colorado, in Michigan. They are really just slaughtering and killing chickens. And very soon they're going to kill our cows because the cows also carry bird flu. Not only do they carry bird flu, but the cows fart and cause global warming. So they are going to be disrupting our food supply. Not just here. If you see like in Africa, they've put fertilizers right now in so many countries. They are bringing GMO corn. And so that the land is getting destroyed and the land cannot just produce food by itself anymore without some fertilizer or some GMO stuff. So they are coming against our food supply. They are bringing all kinds of viruses and everything, infections, because they know human beings are scared to die. So if they bring an infection, human beings will take any kind of digital ID they give them. And then, of course, they're going to have cyber attacks. I was actually supposed to be in Nigeria right now. I was preaching in a conference in Nigeria, and the day I was going to leave, I packed my bags. On the way out, they said Delta crashed and nobody could leave the country. Nobody, there were people were staying at the airport for 48 hours. We could not go to the bank. You could not, this happened on Friday. It's just that people are not talking about it because, you know, everybody's distracted with Harris. People are distracted. But for like 2, 3 days, 4 days, and Delta has still not gotten together. In fact, the only airline that did not go down was Southwest because, of course, their computers are old. But Delta, United, you could not even leave the country. People were stuck at the airport. I could not travel to go preach like I had to go. I'm still here. Why? They said CloudStrike, which is a Microsoft software, had an upgrade. And because of the upgrade, you know, everything went down. So imagine what will happen if there's a cyber attack. Klaus Schwab already said it, that there will be a major cyber attack. And that this, when they bring that cyber attack, you know, COVID will look like child's play. So if, imagine if there's a cyber attack and then you cannot reach your computer. It brings down our, you know, there's no light or anything. We are in Texas. You know, Hurricane Barry passed through and for like a week, many people did not have electricity. Our grid is not strong like that. So we're looking at disruption in that level. And then of course, you can look at disruption in the markets. The BRICS nations are gathering together, ready to disrupt the system, ready to drop the dollar. China is already dropping a lot of our treasury bonds. So we are basically just standing on tether hooks, waiting for these globalists to do their best. And for somebody like me, I'm not scared, you know, and you shouldn't be. I think that every one of us need to get paranoid, like totally, completely paranoid so that we're prepared. If you're paranoid, you will be prepared. Be prepared physically, stock up food, stock up water, charcoal grill, water filtration system. Just make sure that you are totally prepared that if something happens, you and your family can survive. Make sure that you start growing your own food. You can grow potatoes in in baskets or, you know, in flower pots. You can grow your own potatoes. You can grow food. You can grow watermelon. Start growing your own food. You don't learn urban farming. If you go on YouTube and just Google urban farming, you're going to see a lot of videos that teach you how to do urban farming. So you can start growing your own food. Stock up things like rice, beans. You know, I love to buy Goya products because, like those, they are canned beans. They last for like 7 years. Throw away your food because it smells, because it looks, it's expired. Throw them away when it smells bad or looks bad. Because most of the times, the reason why they have expiration dates is just so that you can throw it away and buy new ones. So learn to preserve your food. Like rice, I mean, I am telling you, I'm never throwing my rice away. I eat it 2-3 years after it's expired and it still tastes just as good and it doesn't give me any problems. So learn to preserve your food. Stock up food. Make sure that you have a kind of currency like gold. You know, I know Alex talks a lot about gold. Make sure that you have, you know, you have gold, silver and everything that you can use to barter. Like I said, sell some of your Gucci shoes and some of your Prada bags and, you know, and Michael Kors. Sell some of those things and make sure you stock up food. Because one of the ways that they're going to get people is with famine. If you read in Revelation chapter 6, when the seals are open, the first seal that was open in Revelation chapter 6 is the white horse. And the white horse was given two things. It was given a poisonous dart and a crown. And you know what crown means? Crown means corona. So it was given corona and a poisonous dart, which is the jab, to use it to conquer the whole world. The second seal is wars. The Bible talks about it, over wars and rumors of wars. There's wars going on right now in over 50 countries, active wars. The third seal is famine, a measure of wheat for a day's wages. Make sure you stock up food, water filtration system, everything. The third seal is death and hell. So make sure you're spiritually prepared. You give your life to Christ. Make sure that if the Lord Jesus comes today, you are right with God. What we actually help people do, we help people to be medically prepared. Like I said, if you go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, we have several things that will help you to be medically prepared. The first thing, like Alex and I discussed earlier, we have the pandemic packs. We have the COVID complete pack that has ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, Z-Pack, and a handheld nebulizer. Here's a handheld nebulizer. I like it. It's really cute. You know, you can turn it on and then, you know, you do a breathing treatment by just turning it on, you know. When you hold this nebulizer, you can charge it with a power bank. In case there's no power, you don't have to go plug it. Most nebulizers are big and you have to go plug it. But this one, you can just plug it to a power bank, charge it, and if you need to use your budesonide, if you have anything that you need breathing treatment, whether it's albuterol, anything, you can just put it in here. This is water. This is not a treatment. And then you can use that. So we have it as part of the COVID complete pack. I tell everybody, get that COVID complete pack for your family right now. If you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount. Get the COVID complete pack for your family, for your children, for everyone. Don't wait till you get sick. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin will help you, whether it's Zika, whether it's dengue, whether it's COVID. All these things are RNA viruses. And because they're RNA viruses, they are actually sensitive. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin are potent antivirals. They have studies that have been done about this for years. If you go to, there's a website called C19HCQ.com, you will see hundreds of studies that show that hydroxychloroquine works for viruses and for C19. Or if you go to IVM, C19IVM.com, these two websites, in fact, I'm going to put the link on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, you can pull it up there and look at it. Go to this website and take these articles, read them, and use it to wake up people, to show people that there are a lot of things that they are doing that is not right. So for you to survive, I'm begging you. I say this with all my heart and I always cry out because I deal with people calling me all the time because they are sick and then now things are bad and then they want me to come and save them out of the hospital or they want me to send them hydroxychloroquine now. If you wait till you get sick, you might have to wait 5 days to get your medicine because we're not going to call it to the mainstream pharmacies. During Delta, at all times still, we had like 2,000 people waiting to see us. We could not call prescriptions to mainstream pharmacies. There are some people that ended up losing their lives because they could not see us. So if you wait till things get crazy and we're jammed and then there's no way for you to come see us, then it's going to be a problem. Or there's a cyber attack or the computers are down and you can't see us. So be prepared right now. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. If you cannot afford to get the whole pack, you can order hydroxychloroquine individually or ivermectin individually. But you have to do the telemedicine appointment. Do it right now for you, for your family. Tell everybody, give them promo code Alex. Be prepared right now. Don't wait till Zika gets here or till dengue or till monkeypox or COVID. All of them. It's all the same thing. So that's one. The second thing that we have is the 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency. We have things like Z-Pak. We have Augmentin for chest infection, for throat infection, for pneumonia, for urine infection, for skin infection. And we even have, an antifungal in case you get a yeast infection after you take the medicines. So we have that pack. We call it the emergency pack, 7 antibiotics you need in an emergency. You need to get that and put that in your medicine cabinet. When I say put it in your medicine cabinet, I'm not saying you should get these things and use them. Get it and put it in your medicine cabinet. The other thing that I did a Twitter space, and I'm going to repost it so that you can pull it up. It's called over-the-counter medicines you will need in an emergency. They have a lot of over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. If you go and watch that space, write this thing down, put together a solid first aid kit that you can have over-the-counter so that if something happens, you have Band-Aid, you have antibiotic creams, you have things like Ace Bandage, you have slings or whatever you need. We did a Twitter space on that. If you go to my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, I'm going to repost that after this show so that you'll be able to pull it up. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Rumble so that way you can keep in touch with what I am doing. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is actually just the supplements. You know, we put together amazing supplements. You see, there's a lot of people have zinc deficiency. There's an article that they did. This was actually did in the NIH where they talk about the antivirus effectiveness of zinc. You know, zinc is antiviral. Zinc helps to break the viral shell, but zinc cannot enter into the cell. Zinc has a problem getting into people's cell. That is why a lot of people are zinc deficient. That's why a lot of people get viruses. So, you need a transport system to get zinc into your system so that you can be able to even absorb the zinc that is in our regular food. That is where quercetin comes in. That is the other way that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works. If you go on our website, we have a vitamin called Covivites. And right now, we have 40% off on Covivites if you get a 6-month supply of Covivites on our website. And of course, if you use promo code Alex, you get an additional 5%. 40% this is like the best sale we've done where you get 40% because we want to make sure the American people have a 6-month supply of Covivites to last them throughout this winter, throughout the election. So if you order the 6-month supply, you have 40% off. And if you use promo code Alex, you get an additional 5% off. Get it, stock it up, start taking it, build up your zinc stores. So that way you don't get any of these infections that are coming in. And here's the thing. Don't take too much zinc. If you take too much zinc, it can affect your copper and give you anemia. So that's what I'm telling people. I said, make sure that you get prepared today. Our supplements are very great. On our website too, we have the medicinal herbs. There are a lot of people that don't even want to deal with medicine. They just want to take herbs. We have moringa, we have ginger, spirulina. These are grown non-GMO. My sister grows them in her farm in Africa. They package them and they send it to us. So we have these medicinal herbs, turmeric and everything. We scoop them, mix them in a tea and drink them. It keeps you healthy. So if you don't even want to deal with medicine, you can take these medicinal herbs and it will also help you. So call to action. Number one, pray. Give your life to Christ. Pray for the nation. Number two, be prepared. Stock up food. Stock up water. Learn to grow your own food. Number three, be medically prepared. Go get, watch this video on my YouTube, on my Twitter handle that says over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. Make sure you have a solid emergency first aid kit. Number four, go on our website, drstellamd.com. Do a telemedicine appointment. Get the COVID complete pack. Get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. put it in your medicine cabinet. Get the emergency antibiotic pack, keep it in your medicine cabinet. Number five, go to our marketplace. Get a Covivite. You can get Covilite. You can get, because it's not just Covivite that has quercetin. Covivite, Covilite, Covicleanse, Covita spray, they all have quercetin. But right now we're running this 40% sale on our products that have quercetin to help the American people to stock up to last between now and through the election. Use promo code Alex. I really believe in what Alex does. And if you go on our website and you shop, we help to keep this show on the air, and we help to support Alex, and we help to support a lot of other people. So listen, drstellamd.com, use promo code Alex. I just pray that everything will be right with you. And remember, at the end of this battle, Jesus wins. At the end of this battle, you and I win. We are the American people and we are strong. See you again next week. God bless you. This is Dr. Stella Emanuel.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.